Blog Talk Radio.
Vivi is the name.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, The Cricket Show, which is coming to you from the beautiful city of Miami, Florida. We're here every Sunday from 3 to 5 p.m. We invite you to join us at 1-347-934-0226 or blogtalkradio.com/The Cricket Show. We welcome your emails at www.thecricketshow@AT&T.net. And now, here are your hosts, Leon Francis and Ivor Henry.
Pleasant good evening to all our friends and well-wishers out there in Radio Land. We are experiencing a very awesome day here in South Florida, where the temperature is so pleasant that I would wish I could send it to where there is not the similar conditions. But I'm happy to be here, and I'm happy to be joined by co-host Ivor Henry, and also to be joined by special contributor, Mr. Audley Watson. Gentlemen, good afternoon. Ivor, you go first.
Yeah, good afternoon, Leon. Good afternoon, Audley. Good afternoon to the listening public in the wider part of the world. Yes, Leon, we're experiencing some good weather here. I don't know if I can say we're experiencing a good cricket match at this time, but we'll dive into that a little later.
How about you, Audley? I know your condition there must be pleasant as well. I hope it is.
Yeah, good afternoon, gentlemen. Good afternoon, listeners. A wonderful, wonderful Sunday afternoon. It is so pleasant and windy, sun, everything. This is a combination of all good things. And, you know, heard later we're supposed to get a little rain to cap the whole thing. It will be like icing on the cake. And so it's another wonderful day, you know, and we just want to give God thanks for giving us another one. And, you know, he has been faithful. His mercies are new each morning. And we just want to continue to give him thanks and praise, for indeed he's worthy to be praised.
Indeed. And we want to welcome all those who have joined us so far, those of you who are listening via the internet, those of you who are fortunate enough to be able to hook up and stay with us. We indeed are very grateful for your presence. But gentlemen, I know foremost in everyone's mind would be the fifth ODI, and West Indies are struggling. Would you agree or would you not? At 71 for 4 in the 22nd over.
Yeah, but Len, just before we start, let's go ahead and apologize to the listening public who would have expected us to be here an hour or so before at our usual time. But by special request or demand, we were asked to put the show back 1 hour so that we can possibly get the ending portion of the match presentation and man of the series and all that good stuff. So for that, we must apologize for the listeners who, as far as we're in England, who we would have had to push them back an hour.
Yes,
you know, at this time, you'd have been tuning in to hear the birthdays, but I think we'd probably forego that unless we get a chance somewhere along the line. Because first and foremost, like Leon said, is the live cricket commentary, which we will be bringing to you shortly.
Indeed. And I'm sure most of those who are able to get us via the blog talk and Facebook, that they would be informed that the show has been postponed. And we apologize for the late start. And thank you also, Ivor, for reminding me to tell our live listeners that indeed we are back for an hour just to accommodate. And this is only a one-time situation because we feel that it's important that we bring as much of this match as possible. Hopefully, we should be on when it comes to an end. Anything new, gentlemen, that is happening in anyone's lives, or anything that you know that you may want to share with us at this point, Audrey? I know sometimes you have something special, apart from, did you know?
Not really. I'm just trying to listen to the school, what's going on right now.
With that in mind, I might just add that West Indies are chasing 282. And presently, they are 72 for the loss of 4 wickets.
Okay, so if you don't mind, Leon, I can put some ball with Wall. And we're going to try to cut out the commercials as they come on. So
yes,
it's not like to pick it up whenever there's a commercial. How about that?
Yes, so you go straight right into the ball by ball. Pick it away.
Yes.
Chances for their fans. That is a problem for the West Indian batsmen.
Hilford House bowls to Bath, and again, as he did earlier in the over, picks up a single with gliding and delivery outside the off stump down to third man. He goes up to 41. It is the end of the over. 22 overs completed. 74 for 4. Pollard is 5. Barrett is a 41. And let's remind you once again that you're listening to the Line and Link Network.
Well, that was just very clear, and I'm hoping that all our listeners are able to hear it quite clear, Ivor.
It was very clear here. Very clear.
It was. It was indeed. And I did not see the Aussies batting, but perhaps you guys can fill me in as to what happened. I know they scored. They had an awesome, awesome start. 118 before the first wicket fell. Was it a wise decision for Sammy to have send him in? Or would you have gone the way of it? We seem to have missed both Ivor and Audley.
No, I'm here.
Yes, but I was saying something to you, but you are probably not hearing me. I said, was it a bad decision for West Indies to have gone Australia in?
It may turn out to be, but then we'll never know, you know. Well, I heard some of the commentators were saying that, Andrew Mason and others were saying that they did not expect the West Indies to put the Australians in because especially the last time that they batted and they made a good score, you know, setting up a score for the Aussies. So then again, I'm not there, and the captains went out and they take a look at the pitch. So, you know, they are seeing things that we are only assuming, you know. So yes. I don't know. It may turn out to be, but I'm not gonna kill Sammy for it.
Okay.
From Adrian Barrett, and the point was made just a few seconds ago by Maurice Foster about Barrett getting into the 40s and losing patience. He did so a couple of days ago. He does so again, looking to heave a delivery away over mid-wicket or somewhere like that. It went straight up into the air, and George Bailey coming around from the onside, from short mid-wicket, judging it well, took the catch, and Barrett goes. The West Indies have lost their fifth wicket with the score at 76. He departs for 42.
Is that a chance, at the type of shot you want to play against a left-arm spinner? You think you'll cross the line, first of all. There's a fair amount of bounce in this track, and there's no guarantee that ball is going to be kept keeping low. And I think he was not making allowance, obviously, for the bounce there. And in the end, a simple catch. But at this point, you're looking to see the recovery partnership. A man like Karen Pollard is batting with you. Give him the strike. Try to move things along. Instead, giving away the wickets. His wickets.
And the required rate now almost 7.6 per over. As Carlton Bow comes out to join Kieran Pollard. Bow might be looking to make his own statement here because he has been selected for these one days because of the injury to Dinesh Ramdin. And while Ramdin might still to many be seen as the more accomplished glove man, here's a chance for him to show again his worth with not just the gloves but with the bat in hand, because the West Indies have a long way to go here from 76 for 5 with one delivery left in the 23rd over.
I know we've seen grasping the opportunity, because here, you know, Richard Richardson was the same thing with Gus Logie, Jeffrey Dejean with David Murray.
So often that is the case, as Doughty bowls to Pollard, swings this away just over mid-wicket for four. Again, the field has been set with this in-out sort of position. The short mid-wicket was in place, but he was just able to clear the head of David Warner, who's the shortest man on the field for the Australians, and he gets to the boundary to end of the over. And at the end of it, it's 88 for 5 with some 23 overs completed. The required rate now, 7.5 runs per over.
Well, there you have it, 80 for 5, with Barrett again, just like the commentator said, giving it away. His duty was to push, just get the singles. You're the informed batsman. You're the entrenched batsman. Why would you have to go for a shot like that? It wasn't the last shot in the over. That, to me, was just, you know, suicidal at this stage. You know, you're going to work it down through the slips. You had the room. Just work it, play it late, and work it through the slips and get a single, give Pollard the strike. But gentlemen, I don't know if you guys saw it that way, but that's how I saw it. He should not have gone.
The commentators were just saying the same thing, that seeing that you are now batting with Pollard, and you know Pollard is a big hitter of the ball. Not that Barrett is not. So, but all you want to do now, it's still early, still a lot of overs to go. Push the ball around. You're already in the 40s. You just want to stay there, cement a place. And you know, push the ones and twos and let, you know, Pollard do the big hitting instead of, you know, don't try to match Pollard, you know, head and head. And in so doing, you know, jeopardize the West Indies, you know, allowing us maybe to lose. It always seems as if it's going to be hard for us, but then you never know. It's cricket, you know, just stay there and do your part, and you know, we'd never know that we'll come back and snatch victory from the jaws of defeat.
So-called small islands could not break into the West Indies team. It was almost as if they had to work twice as hard as the established players to get a pick. Ilfenhaus bowls on Pollard to a quicker delivery, plays it away towards the onside, and. Now that you have a situation with competition for grounds, it's almost as if the established venues feel that they should start with an automatic advantage.
Basically, what you're saying is you must show the support in order to get matches.
You show the support and have good cricket pitches. What's the point in having a match at a venue where no one turns up, whether it be established or not? Ilfenhaus bowls a short ball, and Pollard is ducking under it. Let it go through to the keeper.
But what about the scheduling, though, Fazir? Does that not have a lot to do with sometimes the attendance at matches? You had a test match starting, I think, on a Monday.
Yeah.
In Jamaica, you have to have, or a Wednesday.
Yes. I'm sure that has something to do with it. But still, the attendances that we've had, it's a point we could develop at another time, because Claudius Emmanuel is going to come on now as Pollard plays the next delivery away back along the onside of the pitch. It's over 24 completed. The West Indies 81 for 5. Pollard is 10. Bo is on 1, and they've got a tremendous amount of work to do. 201 to get off 156 balls. More from Maurice Foster, and then it will be Claudius Emmanuel.
A lot of work to do for the West Indies. They've lost 5 wickets on the top order. Not really coming together after that fine performance on Friday of 294. And this has been the biggest problem with the West Indies, the inconsistency in terms of the batting and sometimes even bowling. But the bowlers have done the job so far in this series. It's the batting that has been letting them down. Welcome back, Claudius Emmanuel.
Good afternoon, Maurice. It's 81 for 5. Doherty brings the ball forward, and he plays, into the offside, and there's no run. So the West Indies, 201 required, 165 balls left. Doherty comes in, balls to draw, ball is forward, and again in defense, and again it goes to that man who's coming into the field, coming into field as that short position. Looks like Warner. Can't quite see the number on his back. As Dirty with a little hop, comes in, balls to ball for the third time in the upper place, square into the offside. And indeed, it's Warner as he turns, faces, gives it his back.
It's downfall of over many matches. He likes to play the sweep shot.
Yes, Dirty comes in, balls to ball is back. And a fourth time in the over, plays it up to the offside. And Warner is in the way. So the first four deliveries of over number 25 going from Doherty to Ball and to Warner. Four dot balls, a good over in progress. West Indies peg back here. It's going at 3.3. Required rate now almost up to 8. Doherty comes close to Ball. Boys driving into the offside. But in defense, this time it's Watson who picks up and there's no run. So the West Indies with a big job on their hands now if they are to gain the series victory. Doherty comes in, balls to Ball is not looking to sweep, gets one on about leg stump. And I think he heard you, Maurice, just played it quietly to get a single as the 25th over is ended. So we have the halfway mark, 25 overs gone. West Indies, they need exactly 200. It's 82 for 5, 10 to Pollard and 2 to Ball.
And you're listening to him. Well, there you have it. It's 82 for 5, boys and 2, and Pollard's score is yet to be shown on the screen here, but I think the last time I saw he was on 10. 82 for 5 West Indies after 25 overs. That's, to me, I don't think the West Indies can make it. But
yes.
Anything can happen.
Let's just remind the listeners, they're listening to the match, the fifth one, the match between the West Indies and Australia. West Indies having one toss this morning, asked Australia to take first knock. They topped up a respectable 281 for 9 wickets of 50 overs.
That's correct.
Wrapping the scorecard quickly, for Watson, he went to 66, Warner 69, Forrest 53, Bailey 19, Wesley promoted in the order, got 12, Hussey, Mike, that is, 25. Dave Hussey, one ball, he was provided Russell with an opportunity to get a hat-trick. Wade, the wicket-keeper batsman, 26 from 17, had a good knock. Mackay, North, Doughty, not out, and one, and Hilfenus, he was also not out. 0. So, the bowling quickly, Roach, 3 for 53, a bit expensive. Bravo, none for 40 from his 6 overs. Nine, 2 for 55, a little bit on the expensive side for the first time in the series. Tammy, the most economical of them all, 6 overs for 29 once. Russell, pick up the bowlers, 4 for 61, pretty expensive though, 6.77, most expensive, but got 4 weeks nonetheless. And Samuels, no, he was the measly one, sorry. He bowled 10 overs for 40 once. And
very well said. How about the batting for the West Indies?
Batting for the West Indies, Charles, he struggled 5 balls and he went for 0, caught a ball lead. Maras, the informed replacement for Powell out of Negus. He got into the 40s again, 42, just last man departed. Samuels, 2 balls, 0, was caught behind off the bowling of Lee. Alvin Bravo struggling again for the 5th time in the series, 21 ball, he scored only 3 runs. Wayne Bravo, the vice captain, he had a little cameo, 19 from 22 balls, 2 boundaries in that. Pollard, he just came to the wicket, taking his time as usual, and as of late, 10 runs, 19 balls, he has struck 2-4 so far. And the wicketkeeper batsman, Carlton Barr, he's on 2 from 7. So right now we're below par, we're scoring on 3.27 runs and over. But all is not lost. We have Pollard, who've been making runs, we have Russell, who've been making runs, we have Sammy, who've been making runs, and Barr been here or there. So our batting strength is yet to come and is at the wicket. You take, well, the wicket, Lee has taken the first 2 wickets so far. He has 4 overs for measly 8 runs, 2 wickets, 3 maidens. Hilfenus, he is in his 7th spell now. He has 6.2 overs for 18 runs, no wickets. Matt Kay, 4 overs, 19 runs, 1 wicket. Kipper Watson, 6 overs, 21, 1 wicket. He's measly again. And Doherty, he's got 5 overs so far for 17 runs. one wicket. So the bowlers are doing well for Australia. And gentlemen, we are locked at 2-1 in the series with one game tied. West Indies need to win this one to end a 17-year-old drought winning a series against Australia. And Australia need to win this one to level the series, thus not losing a series to West Indies within
17 years.
So there you have it, gentlemen.
I think the fat lady is clearing her throat right now. I think she has already gargled because I think it's gonna be a level series in win for the Aussies.
They should decide the series by the coin toss in the match time. Anyway, it's I agree with you, Audley. I think the fat lady is sung. You need 194.
No, 6 runs. It goes over the head of David Hussey, who thought that he might have had a chance as he waited on the edge of the long off boundary. Instead, it sailed over his head, and it goes for 6. The total going to 94. Pollard goes to 17 with that massive strike.
Unbelievable strength of Karen Pollard. He didn't really get hold of that. And the ball still travelled over long after 6.
Doherty comes in, bows to Pollard. Pollard is not looking to smash that. Just plays it up on the onside of the wicket. Doherty comes across in front of Bohr to pick up. Pollard with his first 6. The 6 hitting man waits as the delivery is hit in high. Over the head of Lee. 6 runs once again. This time on the onside. Going the other side of the wicket. Lee again was interested for a little while. But as the ball arrived, he realized it was sailing over his head. And Pollard getting into 6 hitting mode now. His 2nd. He goes to 23 and brings up the West Indies 100. It's 100 for 5 in the 27th over.
He's really a dangerous casino. Pollard, even when he miscues, it's going off the ropes.
Doherty goes over the wicket to Pollard, who's forward. He's struck on the pad. Polite appeal by Doherty. And umpire Nero stays not out.
Decided to go now around the wicket. It's going to be very difficult for him to get ILBW's decision bowling at that angle.
Actually, Maurice, correction, over the wicket.
Going over the wicket, he was going around the wicket before.
Doherty comes in to Pollard. Pollard gets one right up and just blocks it up to extra cover. And he'll remain on 23, 23 of 26, 182 required from 139. Doherty, one delivery left in this over, bowls to Pollard. Pollard clips that through square leg. They've gone for 1. Deep long leg comes off the boundary. And Pollard will just amble for the 2nd. That will take him to 25. 102 for 5 after 27. That's the latest from both stations.
Well, there you have it. 102 for 5, Ivor. Can we do it?
I said yes. I haven't seen any fat ladies, and I haven't heard any singing. Obviously, I heard some throat scratching, but I think those people have sinus problems or throat problems, something. But there's nothing to do with singing. Our batsmen are yet to come. Roach is not going to give away his wicket, and he's our last man. Now I know, showing me that he can hold his own. So we know what Pollard can do. Barr has something to prove. Sammy is playing in his homeland, and Mr. Russell is on his way.
I think this is a very, very crucial.
I'm to eat my words.
I hope so too, but I think this is a crucial, crucial partnership.
That is one time I would never mind it. I'll be overjoyed.
Mm-hmm. This would send the crowd into carnival.
As a matter of fact, I'm getting my black pepper and stuff ready to season those words to eat it.
Yes, well, let's just welcome. We have, you know, almost a full board here. Leon. I mean, we can take up to 50, and we are getting somewhere close there with the listeners. I hope they're appreciating the ball-by-ball commentary. And with this time, let's just go back again.
Yes.
ODI Centuries here at Blue Zoo. Name one of them, how you can enter in just a moment.
Mackay rushes in from the south, bowls to Carlton Bohr. Bohr to the delivery is cutting that. Down to third man. Lee to his right will pick up, and the batsman will be satisfied with 1. The total going to 103 for 5.
If you're in Jamaica, send in your answers now to 444-2742. That's 444-2742. in Ghana, sent to 600-2742. That's 600-2742. In all other digital markets, just text 2742. That's 2742. You must have a digital phone to enter. The draw is at 5 minutes' time.
Mackay rushes in. This time we'll ball to Pollard. Pollard to the delivery is playing it down to backward square. Once a single, the throw comes in to the striker's end. But Bo is arriving safely as the ball going over the stumps from the bounce. And one more to the total. It goes to 104 as Pollard goes 104 for 5. To be accurate, Pollard goes to 26. We are into the 28th over. After 27, West Indies 102 for 5. Australia at a similar stage, 148 for 1.
I was wondering if you're going to see a continuation of the left arm spinner. Maybe replaced by Lee or Ilfadal.
Mackay to Bohr. Bohr is back and forcing into the offside, but straight to Warner at that backward point position. And so there's no run. 104 for 5, two deliveries left in over number 28, 178 more runs required, 134 balls left. That translates to exactly 8 runs per over, and at least a boundary that suggests Morris per over.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a slight reduction in the run rate, it's well over 8, those two sixes from Pollard.
Mackay rushes in, balls to Bohr, Bohr back and cutting. And that will be a long run for Lee, but it will be unsuccessful as it goes into the boundary for 4. Again, Lee at that wide third man position, but nicely put away by Bohr because he hit it to the right of Lee, who's a third man, and to the left of the deep backward point. And then out towards the boundary for 4. So Bohr goes to 12, 108 for 5. And precision there from the little man.
Very well timed. It looks as if there's going to be a single. But it's certainly very well timed by Charlton Bohr Jr. And he's played the two shots in that area. And now a little bit of a change in the field. The man is being put to try and prevent him from scoring another boundary in that area.
Mackay, with those long legs, comes in balls to Bohr. Bohr is driving into the offside, doesn't beat extra cover. And a good work by the captain himself, Watson, brings the 28th over to an end. At the end of it, it's 5-408, 174 required, 132 balls left. That's the latest one-day international score on the Line and Length Network. From the following...
You're listening to Blog Talk Radio, The Cricket Show. You're invited to join us. Our number is 1-347-934-0226. Stay tuned.
Well, gentlemen, like I said, I think we can do it. We can do it. It's not out of reach.
It's not impossible.
Our go-to man, and we still have Captain Sammy who wants to do it for his crowd in his hometown.
Yes, 174 from how many deliveries? From the 22 overs. 174 from 132. Equation is 14 over the, and Lee's back, gentlemen. This is going to be the decisive moment in this match, I think. But we'll wait and see. Can we get the commentary again, Ollie? I mean, Ivor?
Yes, sir. You can.
George Beeney comes in from mid-wicket. So 109 for 5. Let's look at the bowling figures. Bill Hilfenhaus, who started with Lee, 6 overs, 1 mid, not for 17. Watson, 6 overs.
That punch you had?
You're listening to Blog Talk Radio, The Cricket Show. You're invited to join us. Our number is 1-347-934-0226. Stay tuned.
109 for 5, while we try to establish contact again. So
that edge in that leading edge, down to third man. They've gone for 1, and that's all they'll get. The Pollard is happy to face, so one more to the little Jamaican. He goes to 13, it's 110 for 5. And quite a contrast, the partnership in terms of the physique of the two men. A massive Trinidadian, a giant of a man, head and shoulders above his peers, and half a man from Jamaica, Carlton Bohr.
Yes, the mutton jest.
Half a man indeed. Well, he's got a man's role there because he's in partnership with Pollard. They need to bring West Indies home. Lee rushes in, goes to Pollard. Pollard onto the front foot, wants a single. Good communication. as it goes to the left, the right of the man, Warner, into the covers. One more to the total. The Trinidadian goes on to 28. It's 5-411. Nelson for the Australians. And maybe they'll be looking to see whether the leg can go their way. Yes, on Friday it went against them because they actually lost the wicket on 111. Lee?
Not a popular superstition in the Caribbean, so
no,
it really
no.
won't affect the Western.
I think the issue for Caribbean people is Friday the 13th, or Black Friday as we call it, as Lee comes in bowls to ball boys on the back foot and has to defend because it's a tight delivery, no room. Can't free the arms, it's to play in defense. The ball goes up on the onside, and it's picked up by David Hussey, so there's no run. Two deliveries left in over number 29. 171 more required by the West Indies. 128 balls left. The ball by ball will be taken up by Andrew Mason, the man who trots the Caribbean. Very popular with the listeners. Andrew Mason, never a dull moment. As Lee rushes in from the north, bowls to ball, ball plays into the offside, and a dot ball is recorded. Still one delivery left in the 29th over. An opportunity to continue the proceedings. 111 for 5. 28 is Pollard, 13 to ball, and Sunshine having well gone. We expect it might still come back at Boss Issue, 4:30 local time, and so the crowd would be happy, particularly those to our left, still very much engrossed in the proceedings. We're still needing 171 from 127. Lee rushes in, balls to four. Boys playing a bad-looking stroke. It goes high up in the air. Long leg, and it's taken. A bit of a collision between Wade and the long leg fielder. They're both on the ground, but it looks like the catch is completed. And that looks like the end of Carlton Ball playing a nondescript stroke. The ball going high in the air. And Wade seems to have come out a bit of a casualty in that collision. As the sixth wicket looks like it has gone down for West Indies. Ball caught at long leg off the bowling of Lee. It's 6-111. More from Maurice. As we look at it once again, top edge ball looking to play that high in the air, and the ball seems to have been going straight to long leg, but Wade was not aware. Hilfenhaus eventually taking the catch, but then the momentum of the pummeling Wade right in the solar plexus. It looks a nasty collision, and Wade is the man who has taken the brunt of that, receiving attention. Now the entire Australian team gathered around them, gathered around him. And it looks pretty bad.
You would believe you're watching an NFL game, and it's a tackle. Yeah, because what I don't understand here, though, Claudius, is the teammates would have been seeing that, and there must have been a call for somebody to say, you know, leave it or something.
Or mine or something.
Hilfenhaus has it or something like that. I mean,
yes, because it seemed to have been going straight to Hilfenhaus.
Yeah.
He didn't have to move much, just come forward. But I suppose Wade would not have been aware. He saw it in the air and he was hearing after it or under it. And just the momentum, too much speed, couldn't really be in any control. And eventually stopped by the figure of Hilfenhaus. But the good news is standing up, and a good opportunity to go to a word from our sponsor.
Hi, this is Debbie. On Sundays, I listen to the Cricket Show.
Yes, well, there you have it. Another indiscretion, a shot out of character. You know, see off Lee, I think. Or get the singles. And I don't know, would you have gone for that shot? I think, had he not played that shot, obviously he might have been able to get it. He might have gone down the leg side. I don't know if you guys saw it the way, too. But
what happens sometimes is that you see the ball, and if he was successful with it, it would have been described as a beautiful shot, you know. But
yes.
If you are mistimed, then, you know, it's an injudicious shot or something like that. That's how it is out there. But the regional competition with Jamaica versus Combined Campus, Combined Campus need 197 runs with 6 wickets to go to beat Jamaica. And the score so far, Jamaica 200 and 257. Combined campuses 137 and 123 for 4. So they need another 197 runs with 6 wickets to go.
Good news. And I wish to just bring the listeners up to date with these. The one-day squad has been selected. It is as follows. Darren Sammy, the captain. Dwayne Bravo, the vice-captain. Carlton Baugh. Nkrumah Bonner. Darren Bravo. Johnson Charles. Fidel Edwards. Gary Maturin. Sunil Narine. Kyron Pollard. Andrew Russell. Marlon Samuels. Krishna Santuki. And Dwayne Smith. So, Russell is in ahead of Sammy. That's a good move. And gentlemen, what are your thoughts about that one-day squad? Just before we rejoin the commentary.
The T20 squad,
that's correct. The T20 squad with matches going to be played Tuesday in St. Lucia and on the 27th in the 30th, which is Friday, in Barbados. Can we get back some more commentary now that Russell is in? Let's see. Gentlemen? Oh, Iva is not with us. So, oddly, your thoughts on the T20. Go ahead.
For the golf fans, Tiger is 4 strokes ahead right now up to 9 holes.
First delivery, driving into the offside, and a good dive in save on the edge of the circle at mid-off. We'll just keep him to 1 as he gets off the mark, 112 for 6. So now the equation is 170 runs required as we're into the 30th over. And Pollard, a lot dependent on him now as he goes down in his crease, remarks his guard, Chandapal fashion, hitting one of the bales into the ground. Very dark at Bosses, you the lights being put on as Mackay comes in, bows to Pollard. Pollard gets one that is angled into him, plays it into the onside. And we'll take a single to mid-wicket. Run number 29 for the man from Trinidad. 31 balls faced by him. It's 113 for 6.
And Tobago.
Trinidad and Tobago. Thanks for that correction. Of course, the Twin Island Republic. Often we just give the short version, but indeed. Trinidad and Tobago.
I'll never be able to go back to Tobago for holiday
again. Trinidad and Tobago. Twin Island Republic. As... Mackay rushes in, bows to Russell. Russell is back and looking to edge that. Luckily for him, it doesn't make contact. It's taken by Wade. And the dot ball in the books, 169 required, 123 balls left. That's 8.24, Ian. It's getting a little bit steep.
It's a bit steep as it stands at the moment. Wickets lost significant. However, Australia will know, and the crowd will also understand the potential hitting power of the two batsmen at the crease and Darren Sammy to come, as the wickets that are problematic.
Mackay rushes past umpire Damascena, bows to Russell. Russell pulls that down to mid-wicket, but it'll just be a single as Hussey is in the way. And the bounce return comes into Wade. So two deliveries left in the 30th over, the total going to 114 for 6. Russell on 229 to Pollard. The big number, 55, comes into strike. No field change. Got the third man, backward point. Extra cover. Long off. Squarish cover. Mid on. In fact, long on. Straightish mid-wicket. A short backward squares. No, as a deep mid-wicket. Deep square leg, in fact. Pollard wants a single to the next delivery, but has to go back as he plays it into the offside. It's Warner who comes in, and there's no run. So three deliveries in this over, and not a bad one at all. As in the context of things, as we told you at the start of the over, West Indies requiring in excess of 8. So 3 after 5 balls is very good for Australia.
Yep, remember West Indies got 140 out of the last 12 overs the other day, but that's when they were batting first and they were setting a target where they didn't feel the scoreboard pressure.
Mackay rushes in, bows to Pollard. Pollard outside edge, leading edge, and luckily for him, it's gone between the two fielders, closing on the offside. He'll get a single to bring the over to an end to the sweeper. So 30 overs gone, 30 to Pollard, 2 to Russell, 115 for 6, 167 now required by the West Indies. More from Ian Bishop, and then it's going to be Andrew Mason.
Yes. Well, why don't we hear from not only Lorna, but can we hear from our good friend? And she has sent her best wishes to us. I'm talking about Natalie. Natalie, I saw her today, and we're going to be getting her back on the show again. But as soon as you pick up the commentary, Ivor, you can just come right back in, because
you shall.
They're not out of this contest on sinking wickets.
Yes, they've got the ability. Here's Lee as he continues, comes up now. He's in and bowls. Oh, it's outside the off stump. There's the batsman groping Pollard. Goes by to be taken by the keeper. So as soon as Pollard came to bat, Doherty was pulled out of the attack, and they went back quite predictably with Lee, who started very well putting the West Indies under early pressure. It's going to be a very tough assignment for them. They're losing wickets. The scoring rate is not impressive. But you made the important point. They've got the ability to up the tempo quite easily, as they did when the West Indies did well on Friday. Lee turns, transfers the ball from left to right, looks up his knees to the batsman, is ready. As the lights begin to come on here at Beausejour, on his way to bowl to the right-handed policy, this delivery. He's allowed the ball to go outside the off-stump. He's taken by the keeper. He's on 30, Russell is on 2. And the West Indies are 115 for 6 in over number 31. So the equation, 118 balls, 167 to get. So there's a big gap between bat and pad and balls, of course, and runs. As Pollard played at that, it was well the off-stump. And that gap was very big indeed as it went by to be taken by the keeper. Lee again, looking to get the dangerous Pollard out, comes in to bowl to Pollard, goes fast to the umpire. He's up bowls. Pollard is driving outside the off-stump, beaten. The ball leaves him, taken by the keeper. Score is kept on 115 for 6. Pollard really has not been as explosive against Lee as he was against Doherty the last time. But in fact, as I said, as soon as he hit him for 6, the captain promptly decided, look, no, I'm going to bring my possibly fastest bowler back. And he banged in a couple of short balls as well to Pollard. He turns down, starts to move it again, Lee. Goes past umpire Nero just about now. And to this delivery, he is forward and pushes down to cover. Will not get the single as the field at cover. Watson doesn't pick it up behind him. And he thought of going for him, but he decided against it. So it's 115 for 6. We've got 2 balls left in over number 31. Pollard is 30 and Russell is on 2. Ian Bishop.
Yeah, you've just got to continue being precise. And, you know, it's a matter now of Pollard looking up at the scoreboard. How does he feel? I know that he's a confident young man. He should be confident when you've got the type of runs that he did in the previous game and 40-odd, I think, earlier in the series. But now we're talking about looking at what is on the scoreboard and knowing what you have to get.
But he comes up again, leads into both of Pollard. So this is maybe short. Pollard is back. And the ball goes behind him. They'll sneak a run as the keeper picks it up. Throws at the stumps, and the ball actually ends up down at wide long on for a bonus run. It was a short ball, and Pollard went back, and the ball went behind him. They took off for the run. The keeper came forward, threw at the non-striker and hit them, and the ball was diverted all the way down to wide long on. They got the bonus run. But I think this is good bowling here by Lee. Pollard is much better, I think, at the slower stuff. And if you're aggressive to him, he tends to watch you, as I suppose most batsmen, if you're sharpish. And I think he's come back to bowl aggressively at Pollard, and he's done that so well. He's bowled a couple of deliveries short, as was the case the last one. He's also bowled a couple of deliveries while the off-stump. Let's see what he'll do here as he comes up now again. He's up to the wicket, he's in, and bowls a ball which has come off the edge. Well bowled indeed down to third man. It was an outswinger, and he squared up Pollard with that beautiful outswinger. He's really bowling very well to Pollard here, and the ball goes down to third man for 1. So that completes over at number 31. Lee gets his cap and walks away. Pollard is on 33. Russell is on 2. 118 for 6 is the latest score at Beausejour.
Hi, Leon. My name is Natalie from Double Platinum Security. I must say, great job with the cricket show. Keep up the good work. And a blessed afternoon to you and your crew. Great Sunday.
Indeed. And she has sent her best wishes to all the members of the crew. And I'm hoping to have her on sometime in the near future. She's looking well, and hopefully she'll be on to give us some of her horse racing talk. I know, oddly, you might be happy to know more about when Natalie comes on, you she has some topics that are familiar to you. I guess you will be glad to have her back shortly. Any thoughts, dear, while I've tried to get us back?
Well, listen, if you can bat, of course, you'll make runs. It's a good cricket pitch. I think it's the best pitch I've seen at Beaudesoux in a long time.
Agreed.
So we must compliment the ground staff for doing such a wonderful job. 31 overs gone. It's 118 for six as we say hello to all of our listeners on the line. The network. Here's Watson, the big Australian. Comes up, he's in, and bowls, and whipped away. And he's going to be caught easily. A ball that was picked on the line of the legs, and Polo whipped it down to Matford Square. The catch is taken. Is that Mike Hussey out there? It is. So that's a big wicket to get, and the Australians know it. And Pollard is gone. The West Indies are in further trouble now. A ball that was in the line's leg, some ripped away down towards Blackwood Square. The catch is taken, and the West Indies 118 for 7, and they are very much in the doghouse there, we think.
Well,
I see a few ladies over there beginning with.
Well, Audley saw it, and I saw it long ago, but
yeah, I didn't.
It's over by the shouting.
Yeah, I just saw a lady over there, and she looked bloated, man.
Yes, well, Sammy, well, you know, Pollard cannot work miracles all the time. The problem is the two Bravos and Samuels. Samuels got a beauty, though. I couldn't blame him for that delivery, but a good
batsman. Campbell's gone fishing to me, just like Bravo. That ball was not to blame.
He might have been drawn into the shot, just like when Pollard was drawn into one just a while ago, but he didn't get a hit. But I think it was a good delivery, but I'm saying, though, good batsmen are supposed to prevent good balls from getting their wickets. And he definitely didn't make enough effort to keep that out of his wickets. He should have dropped his wrist earlier. That would have gone over. The thumbs wouldn't be that. He would have gone because it wasn't on the wicket. It definitely wasn't on the wicket. And you looking at it will say that he was going fishing. So when once you try to nibble at those balls, you're going to get out. You're going to get out. So I cannot see Weston is getting close to the close to the runs. So, far much winning this. I think it's over. It's over. Can Sammy do a miracle? I doubt. This is too much for him. All he needs to do, bat sensible, and put us as close as possible. So that the one day, as we'll have some momentum going into the one day, as far as the batting is concerned. But it's drinks time, is it?
The T20. We are doing the one days going into
I keep saying the one days. I mean the T20, which would be on Tuesday in the same venue, and Friday in Barbados. The one days is going to be against, of course, Australia. Darren Sammy, the captain. Dwayne Bravo, the vice captain. Carlton Ball, and Nkrumah Bono. Darren Bravo, Johnson Charles, Philip Edwards, Gary Matarin, Sonny Narayan, Karen Pollard, Andrew Russell, Marlon Samuels, Christopher Santucci, and Wednesday. So
it's gone away to the wicket. It was a short ball, and Sammy says, well, look, we're in trouble, and I'm going to beat my way out of trouble. And he pulled that. It went away to wide, long on. That's gone for 4 runs. It was short, so Sammy's on the mark with the boundary.
I think it's
right. Sorry about that, Glenn.
Yeah. Okay, no problem. Well, Sammy, can he do it? I think it's too much for him. All he has to do when they're short, going for them. But is it Sammy or Russell?
Did you finish the 2020 squad, Leon?
Yes, I did. I finished the 2020 squad. I hustled it in to give it a... Yeah, the 2020 squad.
16, the future. That's okay. On the road. The first ball of the over that was pulled for, I thought it was bad field placing. If you know you're going to bowl a short ball, you have to have your long on back as opposed to your long off. And if you have that mindset of what you're going to run a bowler, then you have to set your field appropriately.
Well, it's going to be Watson, who's the captain and the bowler, comes up on his way to bowl to Russell. Russell is forward and drives. Square driving down towards backward point. There's no run for him. He can bat. There's no question about that. And it's 122 for the loss of 7 over number 30. 2 being bowled, so 160 to get, so the odds are stacked very heavily against the West Indies here. If they win this, well, I think they can go and buy a couple of lotto tickets, really. It's going to be a very difficult assignment for them. And they're losing wickets consistently. And people are beginning to leave the ground, even although Sammy's at the crease. Now, here's Watson. Comes up, he's in. And Bolster Russell. Russell is back and steers the ball down towards third man for a single. I suppose they feel now, with a score at 123-7, that the West Indies are going to lose, and they've resigned themselves, and they don't want to be caught in this Sunday traffic. So they've decided, look, I'm going to go home early. It's been a massive crowd today. And it's not easy to get out of this ground, you know. 123 for a loss of 7, as is the case in St. Vincent and Arnhemsville. If it's a full house, you just decide to stay in the press box and wait for 2 or 3 hours. Now, here's Watson as he starts his run, comes up on his way. He's going to bowl this time to Sammy. He's in and bowls, and Sammy is swiping upside the off-stump. That's not a good shot. That's not an example, Sammy. You wouldn't want any little boy to see that. It was naughty, and it went by to be taken by the keeper. So that ends the over. Number 32 comes to an end. 123-7, which is the latest score here at Bozizhou.
Well, there you have it. 123-7. It's Russell and Sammy. Russell is, I think he should be around 10. And, but the bowling, Lee 3 for 17, Helfenas, none for 17. 3 for 14 is Lee, none for 17, Helfenas. Mackay, 1 for 35. Watson, 2 for 25. And the Harty, 1 for 31. 2 for the Watson and 3 for Lee. 3 for 17 from 6. 3 for 14 from 6 are the figures for Lee. Mackay, 1 for 35. And it's going to be who? The Hurty back in the attack? Again, he is back into attack. So why don't we try and rejoin the committee, Ivo?
We call that strategy. 123 for loss of 7. I think it's a good thing to bring him back. No, you wouldn't want him to bowl at Pollard. He would meet and drink for Pollard. And he comes on his way. He's up and bowls ball with outside the line to leg stump and hit away full toss on the leg stump, Dorothy. And it's hit away down to the position of a knuckle square for 1 by Russell, the big Jamaican. So he goes up to 8. It brings Sammy to strike. Darren Sammy hasn't scored it yet. And it's 124 for 7. We're into over number 33. So 158 more to get from 107 balls. And it's going to be Sammy. I would want to have a whirlwind knock as he waits on Dorothy, who comes in and boasts him. And he's hitting the ball in the air. That's gone for 6. Darren Sammy is for 6. Over the top of Long. Oh, and it was a good hit by the West Indies captain. And I can see the solution flag very evident on the far side of the ground. It's been waved. And, of course, the flag is also dancing rather merrily in the wind, along with the Australian flag, the West Indies flag, and the Digicel flag. That's 6 runs to Darren Sammy. What a start for the West Indies captain here. It was a full toss, and he said, thank you very much indeed. And he's also got them jumping as well, as we look at the television. Now here is Dorothy. He comes up now, he's in. And both the Sammy. Sammy is driving up to cover, reaching for it, protecting the boundary as a piece of paper blows across the ground. And I suppose it's making its way down to Rodney Bay. So 131 for loss of 7. Sammy has gone to 7 from 3 balls. It brings Russell in the strike. In he comes, Dorothy. He's up and bowls to Russell, and Russell is back and forces the ball away. Dunk to backward point, can't pierce the offside field. So there's a short third man, a backward point. There's a cover in the boundary, extra cover. Long off on the onside. There's a long on slightly wideish. There's a mid wicket. There's a backward square, the man at short fine leg. Here's Dorothy, round the wicket. Comes in to bowl to Russell. Russell is forward and drives. Dunk to cover, there's protection of the boundary. Mike Hussey comes off the boundary, sends the return in to the keeper on the bump. The batsman has time for 1. 132 for the loss of 7. Let's continue to look at this equation. 150 to get, which is a long way off. 103 balls. And with that single, Russell goes on to 9. Here is Sammy getting the ball from the leg stump and whips it down to backward square for a single. There's no doubt about his ability, Sammy, as a batsman. And he gets a run. He's also a good striker of the ball as well. So he gets 1 to go up to make him 8. Russell is on 9. He's completed over number 33. And it's 133 for the loss of 7, which is the latest score at Bozizhou.
Sammy is obviously decided by his first couple of strokes. In fact, the very first ball he faced, he essayed a cut through the offside. So he's obviously decided, look, the only way that we can get these runs is for me to go helter-skelter from the word go and say that he feels that he's comfortable with. On the other side, Watson has a decision to make.
who are his best bowlers to get one more wicket. One more wicket gives them that platform where they can say, look, the light is at the end of the tunnel. Is it Doherty? It's a smallish ground with two hitters at the crease.
Right.
So I'll be interested to see what combination he persists with for the next three overs.
Well, the rate required now is 8.76, so it's a tough assignment. Here is Watson comes up, he's in, and to this delivery, which is on the line of the off stump, Sammy's back and forces the ball to square's cover for a single. It was short, he went on the back foot, and he gets one. He's a quick strike as well, Sammy. He goes up to 9. Russell is on 9 as well. The West Indies are 134 for 7. We're into over number 34, and the rate currently is 4.4, and the required rate is 8.79. Well, these two, they've got the ability to do it. Russell settles and waits, and it's going to be Watson, the medium pace, as he starts his run, comes in to bowl to Russell, and Russell is driving. Thumped to square's cover for a single. There's protection of the boundary. That was a firm shot. He played it beautifully, but there's protection of the boundary, as you would expect at this stage. So instead of getting four, he just gets a single. So 100 balls, 147 to get. We're into over number 34. It's 135 for 7. Sammy is on 9. Russell is on 10. And Watson, the captain, to the bowl. So it's captain to captain. And so far today, the Australian captain has won the battle. He looks up and sees that the batsman is ready. Darren Sammy waits on Watson, who comes up. He's in and bowls him. And he's going back to a ball, which is squeezed from the line to the legs up. It's a good delivery. Sammy was looking to pounce there, and the ball cut back at him. And he was cramped for room there as he pushed the ball down to middle wicket. There's no run. 135 for loss of 7. Sammy's kept in 9, Ian Bishop.
Yeah, you can feel the intent, or you can see the intent as we sit here and watch in every sort of backlift that he makes. He's not going to mince anything around here. He's going to go at each and every delivery because, as you said, the equation is a big one. A single ball will give Australia the game. So they've almost reached that stage where they need a boundary straight off each over.
Here is a delivery which is outside of the off stump and cut away, down towards backward point, right third man, 4 runs, well played indeed. That was a lovely shot. It was short outside of the off stump from Watson, and Darren Sammy went back and struck the square in the offside. That's going for 4. And I would imagine the way he's batted that those who've left may come back. Do you reckon? Well, if they do that, well, then it'd be great. But it was a lovely shot, wasn't it? Off the back foot and stroke this way in the offside for 4. Sammy's quickly into double figures. He's gone up to 30. It's 139 for 7. I'd love Sammy to get a big one today. Now, here we go. It's Watson as he comes up. He's on his way. He's in bowls to Sammy. And Sammy's driving up the wide long off. 1. There's a fumbling save up there, and Sammy was keen to come back for the second. It was pitched, so he went for the big drive. That looks like Hilton House up there coming across to his left to make the stop. It was a ball that was hit pretty hard indeed. Sammy is a man who hits the ball very hard. Suppose he's brought up in the wonderful figs they have here. I wonder what's the national dish of St. Lucia. Do you know, Mary? Do you know the national dish of St. Lucia? I'm sure someone will tell us this. DeLorne, who is, of course, our technical director, may tell us. Or someone in Texas and tell them what's the national dish of St. Lucia. Now, here is a delivery which is short. Fell out of the off stump from Watson, and the batsman is looking to cut. On his knees, the batsman is Russell. It goes by to be taken by the keeper. And my good friend Barry Wilkins has got the mic. What
yeah,
is it?
Yeah, the national dish of Dominica.
Of
St. Lucia, sorry.
Of Dominica.
Is fig and salt fish.
Is what?
Fig and salt fish.
Fig and salt fish.
Yeah, I have that.
And not salt fish and fig.
I have that confirmed by 2 St. Lucians.
Okay. So it's fig and saltfish.
Yeah.
That's the national dish.
Yeah.
Okay. Wonderful.
What's the national dish of Barbados?
Oh, come on. I eat it every day.
I can tell.
Yeah. 140 for a loss of 7, so the action will continue. And looks as if it's going to be Lee to come in, back in the attack. So they don't want these West Indies batsmen to get very, very comfortable against Doherty. So they decided, I suppose at this stage, now to try to go for...
Hi, Leon. My name is Natalie from Double Platinum Security. I must say, great job with the cricket show. Keep up the good work, and a blessed afternoon to you and your crew. Great Sunday.
Thank you, Natalie. And as we await the resumption of play by the ball commentary.
It's not a bad idea. Lee has got 4 more overs, so maybe a worst-case scenario here, if you're Sammy and dear Russell, you're looking at a spell of 2 overs. What do you do for those two? Do you go hard at Lee because it's still a big equation that you have in front of you? So I think it's going to be an interesting confrontation, but I agree with Watson that he has to go back to
Australia. Yes, he's going to go back to him now. He's both splendidly. He's really looked very good indeed. He's picked up 3 for 14 and upset the apple cart at the top of the innings when he bowled with pace and presented problems to the West Indies. Maurice Foster's just about to come a call. I haven't worked with Mr. Foster very much today. He's been running from me as he does all the time. He comes a call in. Of course, his national dish there in Jamaica is ackee and saltfish. We love it. He was looking for some ackee and saltfish today, but he got some good old fig and saltfish as the national dish of this wonderful country. 140 for the loss of 7. He started over number 35. Being bowled by Lee. Comes up, he's in and bowls. And Sammy swings the ball away down to mid-wicket as the bounce and gets a run. He hits the ball very hard indeed, Darren Sammy. And I suppose this is why he eats so much fake and saltfish. 141 for the loss of 7. Hello, Maurice. Nice to see you. Are you well?
Yeah, I'm fine. In
good.
Fact, Barry took me up to the... Was it the boardroom?
Is it the boardroom?
Yeah, and there was some liver there.
It wasn't the boardroom. It was just the WICB corporate box.
Oh, it was the corporate box, yes.
And I got some liver. A popular dish in Jamaica.
Oh, you got what?
Liver.
Liver. Wonderful.
Liver.
Yeah.
Ram goat liver makes the best man of water. 141 for loss of 7. That's the song, of course. As this delivery is pitched up. It's Lee bowling to Russell, must know the Manish water. The ball is pushed away down towards cover for a singlet. 142 for the loss of 7. Of course, there was a Clipsonian in Trinidad who said crab and callaloo is sweeter than flan fish and cuckoo. And he was obviously promptly mauled in Barbados for that comment.
But there's a story that the flying fish, most of the Barbadian
flying fish,
is on Trinidad.
But then, of course, Trinidad owns Barbados, you know. You didn't know that? They own everything in Barbados. So it's 142 for the loss of 7. That's why Fazer Muhammad has got some land there. Here is Lee. He comes up, he's in, and bowls, pitch up in a drive straight. That's a big hit indeed. Oh, it almost took the umpire's head off. That's Darren Sammy's best. That was it with tremendous power and a race across the outfield for 4. You couldn't want it straighter. It was as straight as an arrow.
And backed by his home crowd, of course, encouraged by his home crowd.
You know, earlier, after Pollard got up, people started to leave, and it was pointed out by my good friend Barry Wilkinson. I just think they're coming back. Can you see them coming back there? Sure, there's a little hole there. They're coming back. They're going to see Sammy back. They want to see their hero. Well, it's 146 for a loss of 7. He's down to 90 now. We're into over number 35. 136 to get from 93 balls. Here's Lee. Comes in to bowl to Sammy. Sammy is forward and drives up towards cover, extra cover. There's protection just inside the circle. It's the captain. That ball went off the bat very sweetly indeed. He's timing it beautifully, isn't it, Murray?
That was well turned. Beautifully turned.
So,
went much quickly, despite the fact that the fieldman is deep, that didn't get a single.
Went very quickly indeed. 146 for loss of 7, 2 balls to come. It's heading up to a minute past 5. Your next commentator is going to be Fazer Muhammad. And he has been charged with the responsibility to win the game for the West Indies. And that's a very simple assignment, I would suggest. So,
the lights on.
The lights are on, yes. Let they be light. Here is a Lee as he comes up. He's in and bowls. Ball pitched on the line. Legs up and turned away for 4. Sammy gets 4 down to fine leg. It was a full toss. Just had to get some bat into that, really, with the momentum. And it's gone away for 4. And the solution flag, as you see it, Maurice Foster, is very evident there. Yeah, well done indeed. And, of course, to the pitch-on stand, they've got the solution flag. And, of course, on the far side of the ground, it's dancing merrily in the wind. A lovely shot. That goes away for 4. And Darren Sammy, all of a sudden, has gone up to 23.
Bad delivery, though.
Bad delivery indeed. One to come in this over. And those in the hills there, hobby class, would have enjoyed that. What a wonderful setting here at the ground. It's one of the beautiful venues across the Caribbean. Here is Lee. Comes up, he's in. And both pitch up and Sammy swings it. Almost out of Portia Jewel. That's gone away for 6 runs. It's almost in Rodney Bay. It's gone over the top of him. That was hit with tremendous power by Darren Sammy. And he's got them jumping here at the ground. And all of a sudden, this massive crowd waking up to the exploits of Darren Sammy. It was a ball in the line of legs. Someone whipped it high over the top of Birkin for 6. He's gone now up to, I make him 29, 156 for the loss of 7, which is the latest score at Bodizu.
You got a break. You got a break here, Ivor. This is some tremendous hitting against the odds. How they say Sammy can't bat? You tell me. Look at that. That is no, just swapping. It's good, perfect, quick shots those are. What say you? Ivor seems to have left us.
No, no, no. I'm here, Leon. But you know,
yeah,
I have to catch my breath too, you know.
No, but I see that you have.
I have to catch my breath because I'm right here in the stadium, Leon.
Oh, okay. But despite that shot, no shots off and Lee, man. Those are awesome shots.
You know, you bring back on your best bowler to bowl to the captain Sammy because you know that Sammy is no rabbit. You don't study the naysayers who saying that Sammy can this and Sammy can that. That is why Lee is into the attack because they know they need to get rid of Sammy. Sammy has the potential to be a good hitter, a good batsman, and he's playing a match-winning inning, and I have not given up yet. That lady I saw down there, I don't know. She seems like she's getting deflated.
No, well, it's 90 balls for 127 runs. That is narrowing the angle, the equation.
It is gettable.
Gettable now.
If Russell stays here, and Sammy, definitely gettable.
It's a pity them guys, you didn't have a guide and stuff. I don't expect Pollard to be here all the time. But Russell is not a man who gives away wickets. So I believe this is going to be a good partnership. But pick it up again, Ivor.
Damage to his figures and some damage to the ball as well. It's been retrieved and here comes Ben Hilfenhaus for over number 36. Running in now bowls to Andre Russell and he's pushing it away out towards cover. Throw to the bowler's end, gets a single. Score goes up to 157 to 7. 125 to get off 89 balls. Still, you'd have to say the equation very much favouring Australia. But if they can sustain this hitting and keep the crowd so enlivened for another 5, 10 overs, certainly it could get very interesting.
Operative word, sustain. And it's always going to be very difficult, I think, to be able to score 10, 12 runs and over. Right through until the end without taking unnecessary chances. And most of the time when you do that, you're going to lose a wicket.
Hilfenhaus bowls to Sammy. Another swing this time along the ground out towards cover. Where it's picked up by Peter Forrest. He goes up to 30. Russell back in strike on 12. 158 to 7 in over number 36. They came together with the squad 118 in over number 32. And Pollard was caught by Hussey. Mike Hussey off the bowling of Watson for 33. And speaking of sustained, Tiger Woods sustaining his lead on the final day of the Bay Hill Invitational in Florida, looking for his first US PGA title for some 2.5 years. Hilfenhaus bowls and Russell slices it away. One bounce for four over backward point. Well, that was cavalier stuff on bended knee, opening the face of the bat, mindful of Forrest on the cover boundary. He was able to pick the gap perfectly between the cover and the third man. He gets the boundary as well. And the score races along to 162 for 7.
Pity you can't see that on television. We're doing radio commentary, but that was a thing of beauty. On bended knee, just bending the right knee, if he had over points of four.
Hilfenhaus bowls to Russell, who's driving straighter again with the bended knee, and he could have been a run out with a direct hit to that non-striker, then tumbles over as he follows through at that non-striker's end. It misses some, fortunately for him. The throw coming in from Shane Watson as he drove into the offside was a bit late in coming through for the single, and as he was sliding to get in, he could have been very, very close with a direct hit, but he gets the run, 163 for 7 in over number 36. Russell is on 17, Sammy is on 30, and two electrifying, entertaining cricketers at the moment in the middle, and Ben Hilfenhaus in his 7th over, none for 24. Bowls now to Sammy, drives straight out towards long off, just for the single, picked up by David Warner coming off the boundary. So some 8 runs off the over so far, one delivery left in over number 36. It's 164 for 7. This is the batting power play now being employed by the West Indies, so they're looking to really capitalize in these overs with only 3 fielders outside the circle. They're at long off, cover, and a third man. No one on the onside deep as Hilfenhaus bowls, and he's looking to really crash that back over the bowler's head is Russell, but they missed times and is taken by Hilfenhaus. End of the over, 36 overs gone. The West Indies are 164 for 7. They need 118 of 84 bowls.
Well, there you have it. 164 for 7 from 36 overs. Sammy, 31 from 15 deliveries. Russell 17 from 17 deliveries. Helping us none for 25. The last time we looked, we saw Lee with 3, but he was being roughed up by Sammy in the previous over. So let's see if we can go it. Are we ready to be back with the live commentary, Ivor?
No, we're having
we still have
20. Hi, Leon. My name is Natalie from Double Platinum Security. I must say, great job with the cricket show. Keep up the good work, and a blessed afternoon to you and your crew. Great Sunday.
Lee,
you know what I like?
You're listening to Blog Talk Radio, The Cricket Show. You're invited to join us. Our number is 1-347-934-0226. Stay tuned.
Yeah, I like the way Russell is not trying to match Sammy right now because, you know, seeing he's already hitting the ball, so they're reserving that for later.
Pulverized in his last over. Ball to Sammy. Drags it away through mid-on for 4. Again, Lee has a pained look on his face, but he is the fielder, not the bowler this time. At mid-on, couldn't cut it off. And at a gentle pace off Mackay, he was able to find the gap through the onside for another boundary.
And of course, with the, as you mentioned, with the batting ball, player 3 men out the circle, Watson has his work cut out for him. And always see an adjustment being made. I think they're going to be sending the man down to long on, let's see, and then bringing the man up to the over. There's obviously going to be a change in the team setting here, or just the teammates having a chat with the bowler, because it's obvious that the intention of these two batsmen get things going, create a little bit of panic in this Australia team. And now Brettley being sent down to long on, as one would have expected, because that's the general area where both Sammy and Russell, if they hit him straight, is going to be looking to hit the ball. Then the third man, I think, being brought up.
So Mackay, and over number 37, first delivery smashed for 4. Ball to Sammy, full toss, hit back towards the bowler, gets his hand to it but couldn't hold on. It would have been a really spectacular effort just to hold on to that one. Hit very hard back at him, and he was following through, going away towards his left, and it was hit right back in his direction, stuck out the hand, just got the fingers onto it, and it burst through the fingers, and he's able to get the single. So Sammy goes on now to 36, 169 for 7, and over number 37, the lights of the scoreboard shining brightly. Now the lights on here at Beausejour taking full effect as he bowls to Andrew Russell, drives out towards long on, low full toss for the single out to Brettley. Score goes up to 170 for 7, Russell up to 18. Sammy is 36 back in strike, 112 needed off 81 balls.
Always going to be difficult. A couple of Yorker length deliveries coming in from Mackay, and both Russell and Sammy, who got a full toss, hit it back. But with his follow through, it was always going to be very difficult for him to try and take that return catch.
Mackay bowls, and a full toss has swung away for a big 6. That's another big one from Darren Sammy. Hits them so very easily. Times the ball extremely well, and when you get a gift like that, you don't turn it down on your home ground. And Anderson Lucian celebrating here, all West Indians celebrating as he smashes that one away to keep his team in somehow with a chance.
Very good hitter of a foot toss, Darren Sammy. You can see that so often, and he hits them wide of mid-wicket, hits them far and long.
He's on to 42 as Mackay bowls to him again. Another full toss, that's another 6. That's gone into orbit, way over wide, long on, bouncing away towards Rodney Bay. Watch it there, wherever you are with those yachts, as he picks up another 6 in the over. Consecutive 6s, 182 for 7 in the 37th over. Sammy is 48.
18 overs, 18 runs so far off this over. And Darren Sammy, really, he's the type of captain, I think, that with his never-say-die attitude for zero when you look at him in the field, when he's batting. But 2 gifts that he's dispatched over the fence for 6. 2 huge 6s here. And I'm sure at this point, himself and Andrew Russell will be chatting and we're saying, gentlemen, I remember this. You would remember when he cleared that innings when the West Indies were totally out of it.
That was against South Africa.
Right.
At the ARG. Not the ARG, at the Riverside Stadium.
And everybody said that was the end of that. And took a play, West Indies to the brink of victory.
Yes, and indeed, it was at the end of it all a tremendously entertaining effort. In vain, we'll have to wait and see how this one will turn out. But they put on 64 in 34 deliveries. The ball has been replaced, and now it's Finn Mackay to continue, who's been plastered for 16, 18 runs so far in the over, and there's still one delivery left. Well, if you don't know by now that you don't bowl full tosses to this man, well, you'll have to learn the hard way. So Mackay was the last delivery of the 37th over. The crowd, really boisterous now. Bowls at the time. Another full toss, driven away straight. Lee won't cut it off. That's four more. You bowl full tosses, you get the beating of your life from Darren Sammy, who's now reached a half century. 15-2 in just 20 deliveries. He's really blazed away in this celebratory atmosphere at Bosijo. 37 overs gone, 186 for 7. Sammy, 52 of 20 deliveries with 18, with 4 fours and 4 sixes, 5 fours and 4 sixes.
Reclamation of Strata.
Well, Ivor, talk to me. Talk to me.
Wow.
You called it right years ago. When
you know, I missed David calling. David called me from St. Lucia, and I missed the call, Dave, and I on my phone. David, you need to call now, David. Come on, David.
Man.
David is our location waving rover in St. Lucia. I could imagine that he's jumping for joy there. David, you have to listen to the Block Talk Radio, because
you're
this show is honored in its entirety.
Gentlemen, it's 96 runs required from 78 deliveries. Sammy, 52.
The runs is not the problem, because
the
way it's batting right now, that's not a problem.
What? Two figures, believe it or not. It was previously three figures, and it seemed no way that the West Indies would get anywhere close to that target of 282 after Australia rattled up 281 for 9. But now, not, you would want to say necessarily a hint of panic, but certainly the Australians are rattled. They are changing the field fairly regularly. There's a bit of a worried look on the face of Shane Watson, the bowler, who's ready to come in now from the Bosijo end. And here he is now. 2 for 32 for Shane Watson, as the crowd is chanting Darren Sammy's name here on his home ground, as Watson comes in now, bowls to Russell, and he's flashing it away for 4 in the air, but in the gap as well. They're really making the most of this batting power play. They're pulverizing the Australian bowlers. A lot of full tosses being served up, and that was carted away through backward point. It's 190 for 7 in the 38.
Is it pressure that in Shane Watson, the very experienced Watson, first delivery of full toss, and it's batted by Russell. But as you mentioned, Faz, the body language of the Australians suggests that they're a little bit rattled and a little bit worried.
Watson bowls to Russell, a big drive, and he misses through to the keeper. We should also point out that the lights are on. Obviously, the natural light is fading rapidly. It's just 16 minutes after 5 o'clock. You look up on the board and you see the Duckworth Lewis, which is the par score that the West Indies would have to be at if for any reason the light were to become a factor. They would have to be at 229. Right now they're 39 runs away from that, which seems a long way off. But if they can have a couple more big overs, you never can tell. As Watson bowls to Russell, a Yorkerling delivery that he digs out towards point and gets to the single, he moves on by one. 91 needed from 75 balls. Russell up to 23. The roar starts to build again as Darren Sammy comes into strike halfway into over number 38. It's 191 to 7.
Of course, the anticipation of fireworks from Darren Sammy. More fireworks from him. He's really enjoyed playing here in front of his home crowd at that cameo innings on Friday, and now an electrifying half century in record time, and looking to and do the unexpected here.
Watson bowls to Sammy. Yorkerling delivery driven back towards Watson, and it remains 191 for 7 in over number 38. Barry Wilkinson.
Just to clarify, some people have been asking, why are the lights being allowed to be on and it's not a day-night fixture? There was an agreement before the series started that once the two boards agree that any ground they play at that has the facility for lights, they can be allowed to be turned on. So that's why we didn't see any reduction in terms of the overs. And that's why we didn't see any reduction in the break, because they always start to turn the lights on once there's no rain.
Watson bowls to Sammy. Good Yorker again. He gets the bat down in time and tumbles over Well, he's down, but not for the count. He'll get the standing eight count as he gets back up now. But that was a very good delivery from Shane Watson, speared into middle and leg.
The only sport, coincidentally, Faz, and ironically, that has never agreed to that, coming to the West Indies, has been the Indian cricket board, the BCCI. They didn't agree to that. We saw last year against Pakistan, the CCB agreed to that. The BCCI didn't. That's why none of the games last night we were allowed to turn the lights off.
Where's the surprise of that, Barry?
And all aboard, it's not in agreement of technology as well.
Yep, they don't agree with the use of the DRS, which makes a mockery of the international game. But one delivery left in the over here as Watson bowls to Sammy Fultoff, but he strokes away out towards the long on, was looking for the wide open areas of the open terracing at long on, but gets the single in the end. End of the over, a better finish to the over from Shane Watson, 90 to win of 72 balls. It's 192 for 7 of 38 overs.
Just 5 runs from that over from Watson, the first, the full thrust. And then some accurate yorkers being bowled to all three, but they all...
Building?
You're listening to Blog Talk Radio, The Cricket Show. You're invited to join us. Our number is 1-347-934-0226. Stay tuned.
Gentlemen, win or lose, the West Indies have to be credited. And in particular, the captain, captain, yeah, well, took it on him, led from in front this time. So, what we got to say? What are the critics going to say? Can he pull it? It's possible, but I think the Aussie still has the edge. What say you?
You remember a very popular slogan a couple of years ago? Yes, we can.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, and I like the role Rush is playing. Rush is 23 from 21.
That's what I'm saying. He is not getting
like the role.
You know?
Like the role. Give the singles. Give Tommy the strike. Get the singles. And just rotate the strike.
He wasn't entirely ready. And Doherty is not particularly pleased. And Fire Nero just asking, why weren't you ready, Mr. Sammy? And he's probably saying, well, this is my ground. These are my people. They'll wait on me. As he's waiting now on Doherty. Round the wicket. Big swing, missed times, back towards the bowler. But he is really a self-effacing young man. He, even with all of the criticism that has been hauled in his direction, I think he's conducted himself with a measure of dignity. Whether the West Indies win or lose, he's played the game the best that he can. Doughty bowls to Sammy, drives out to long off. The catch can be taken. No! It's gone away for six. Tipped over the crossbar by Peter Forrest. Leaping as high as he could. David Hussey was the man actually leaping away. Just got the fingers to it, but it's six over long off. It's 198 for 7 in the 39th.
Entertainment and excitement continues. And I don't know, maybe we could have done a Russell there and hit it back in to prevent it from going for six, but in attempting to take the catch, pushing it over the crossbar.
Doughty bowls to Sammy, flicks this one away, forward a square for the single out towards Forrest. And he's timing the ball so very well. Just a whip off the toes, and it was one bounce to Forrest on the mid-wicket boundary. He's gone up now to 60. The required rate is 7.22. The West Indies are 199 for 7. Wait for the roar when the West Indies get up to 200 as Russell misses a delivery outside the off stump, looking to glide it away through backward of point. So it remains at 199 for 7. Two deliveries left in over number 39. 83 to win from 68 balls. The equation closing all the time. The lights are on. It's a really dramatic setting here at Booster Joe. The ground absolutely packed as Doughty bowls to Russell. Drive straight. One bounce to David Hussey at long off. Thought for a moment of moving forward to try and make the catch, but it was dropping well short of him. And there's the 200 up for the West Indies in over number 59. Something that didn't seem possible at 118 for 7 in the 32nd over.
So true, President. So true.
Last ball of the over now as Doughty comes in again. Over number 39 about to be completed, and Sammy just strokes it back towards the bowler. End of the over. 82 to win of 66 deliveries. We could have some real drama here at Booster Joe if this is sustained for any length of time. It's already been a tremendous partnership. 200 for 7
of 39 overs. Sammy is 60. Andre Russell is 24. Big hitting aplenty to keep the fans riveted to their seats. At least that's when they're not celebrating the sixes and fours. More from Maurice Foster, and then it will be Claudius Emmanuel.
Well, Ivor, Sammy is blessed.
Sammy is blessed, man. And I can tell you, West Indies, we shall rise again. Look at this. This is, Australia is the number one ODI team in the world.
In the world.
In the world, in the whole wide world. And we are not backing down. We are not afraid of them. Sammy has said it at the beginning. Australians, they're not special. They can be beaten. I know we cannot lose the series. That's a fact.
Yeah,
so that's a win in itself.
And
but
this
we can win the series.
Yes, we can win the series. And this innings here shows that we have the character. People are kissing the West Indies cricket hat. People are kissing the West Indies logo.
Awesome. 60 of 27, Russell 24 of 23. West Indies, they require 82 from 66 as Bill Hilfenhaus from the Southern and Muslim bowls to Russell. Russell is playing that onto the onside. Sammy wants a single, has to go back as the throw comes in from Watson at that mid-wicket position. So a rare dot ball recorded. 82 required, 65 deliveries there left. Sammy, 60, his highest score, beating the 58 that he scored against South Africa in 2010. No strikers then on his home ground. Russell in strike. Hilfenhaus bowls to Hatsi. Hatsi in back as Russell hitting Hatsi to the offside. And single. Barry seems to enjoy that little slip. One more to the total. 201. 201 for seven. Yes, Andrew Mason also taking ownership. Yes, sad team. Sammy comes in for strike. 201 for 7. Lots of figures around, Andrew, so quite familiar with the figures. And Hilfenhaus comes in most to Sammy. Sammy gets the yorker and clips it down to a long on. And will get a single. His 61st run of his 28th delivery. The total going to 202 for 7. What a tremendous effort by these two, because they would have taken the total, the score from 118 for 7 when Pollard went. And that's gone now to 202. Hilfenhaus comes in, bowls to Russell, hits that down the ground, too long off, beats the diving fielder, and out towards the boundary for four. Powerfully struck, it was pitched up, and the burly Jamaican hitting that. And just one bounce, looks like Warner at that long off position, not able to cut it off. It goes into the boundary for four as Russell rushes to 29. It's 206 for seven. And the West Indies, that partnership prospering all the time. As Hilfenhaus rushes in, goes to Russell. Russell flicks that, beats the man in the inner ring, out towards backward square for four. Pitched up, and in fact, down the leg side, full toss. And Russell just getting enough bat on it to get it away from the fielder inside the circle and out towards the vacant boundary for four. 210 for seven. Russell goes to 33 of 27. 72 now required, Maurice from 61. What a game at the Beau Sejour Cricket Ground.
And the Australians panicking a bit. There we saw Hilfenhaus bowling a nice, juicy half volley on leg stump. There's no one. The fieldsman has to be in.
Russell driving all along the ground down to long off and will just get a single as the 40th over is completed. So Russell goes to 34, 211. Sammy is 61. The West Indies, a dramatic turnaround. They need 71 from 60 deliveries.
It's obvious that the two batsmen, Russell and Darren Sammy, feel that they can get the job done. It looked almost impossible and looked like they exercised in futility at one stage when they lost a 7th wicket. But they've made a game of it so far, and who knows if they continue until the 50th over.
Well, we seem to have lost commentary.
They're just picking up the plan.
Yes, I didn't know whether or not you had lost, but so far so good, gentlemen. 60 balls. We need 71 deliveries. And the equation has been decreased. Ball versus runs. 60 balls, 71 runs required.
That the ball is not a problem. Just as long as they stay there,
the balls and runs equation, that's not a problem. As long as the situation is win.
Yes. That is, this would be one of the most dramatic pieces of recovery for.
Tremendous hitting. Let's look at the figures of Sammy. 61, 5 sixes and 5 fours. Russell, 34 with 5 fours. Dortic will come out with over number 41 as he moves in both to Russell. Russell hits that into the offside square. Long run for the man out towards the boundary in vain. As it goes for four, another boundary here as Russell rushes to 38. And the total galloping all along. Well, I think it's taken wings. It's gone to 215 for seven. Suzuki.
Well, it's a 100 partnership or it was 118?
It was 118.
Yes, okay. So almost 100 partnership.
Australian struggling here. Forward, we're going to single. Sammy responds well as he just plays it up on the offside. So not a question of just looking to bash everything. Very intelligent batting. And they go through for the single. Sammy comes in to strike as Russell goes to 39. 216 for seven. Australia at a similar stage, 218 for four. West Indies 216 for seven. Just wickets really separated the two. West Indies having lost three more wickets than Australia. And Doherty bowls to Sammy. Sammy gets a full toss, drives it past the diving Doherty, and will get a single. The total goal will go to 217. Sammy himself goes to 62. The partnership for the 8th wicket now worth 99.
I notice Russell limped in a bit.
Doherty moves in, goes to Russell. Russell is hitting a full toss into the offside. It beats the inner ring. Long run for David Hussey. Dive in. And good work by him. It'll be recovered by the man himself, in fact, as he comes back and recovers well. So two more taken as Russell gets into the 40s. He goes to 41. 7 for 219. Partnership now 101. So the 100 run partnership coming up. 57 balls, 62 Sammy, and that's his overall contribution, and that's his contribution as well as his overall score. And
one remembers Russell, brilliant 92 against India.
Russell on 41 contributed 39 to that partnership, 101 in 67 balls. Doherty comes in most to Russell. Russell looking to hit that out of the park, doesn't make contact, it's struck on the pad. Doherty asks the question, but umpire Nero suggesting that that would have gone down the leg side. So, no joy here for the Australian. As a big slog sweep looking to hit that on the onside. Doherty moves in from the north post to Russell. Russell is struck on the pad. Big appeal again this time from Doherty. But again, umpire Nero, that erect figure remaining on move. So as we look at it on the replay.
Yeah, that's a good shout.
Player review now being called. As
that's,
the Australian thought that
really
might have
show.
Been close.
Not too sure you got a bit of baton to that. We'll have another look.
As we look at it, for ensuring that it's a legitimate ball, yes. In fact, not even cutting the crease, well short of it. So no problem with that aspect as we look at it. And,
Time to comment, guys. What is happening with you here?
Well, you tell us. I don't know. This looks very close. It looks close. But the only thing...
If you didn't get a baton.
Yeah, if you didn't get a baton. Was it outside the off stump? Was it outside the leg stump? Or was it on the middle stump? To me, it looks like he was going towards the leg side.
Yeah, I think he might have been the leg, so...
Yeah. It comes to me that he was close on the leg stump, though. Yeah, but anyway.
It's touch and go.
Touch and go. They probably would have to... is what they'll do. But he was a long way. What about the 2.5?
Yeah, but anything close, and the umpire said not out, you're going to remain not out.
Yeah, but that was... The 2.5 might have been involved. He's out?
Okay. Not out.
Not out? Not out?
Well, you got three reds.
Three reds, he's out.
Three reds, he's out.
Yeah, he's out.
Yeah, two reds out, yeah.
Go.
Oh,
as the West Indies lose their 8th wicket as we go for a commercial break.
Hey, old man, come on, don't worry about that. You do your best, man. You do your best. Those jokers up front are the ones who, when I say jokers, those guys are up early. Could have done a better job.
No, we have to applaud the effort. And
he's putting down his head, but there is nothing to be ashamed about that innings.
No. I'm still not giving up because I don't think, I said it earlier, I started from the bottom. Roach is not going to give up his wicket.
And Narayan,
Narayan showed me that he can do a little something.
He came back.
So I am not going to give it up. Yeah, I have a lot of confidence in my skipper.
Well, my skipper has done his best, though. He has done his best, but he's been let down by his tail-enders again. I mean, his batting, the up-front batting. Come on, Narayan. Come on, do this one for your skipper.
Okay, let's go.
It's not 100% accurate. And there are many occasions when I feel, when you look at the trajectory of the line, that would suggest to me that it can't be that accurate.
You know, Morrissey, you are correct. The Hawkeye, I don't think, is 100% accurate for one or two reasons. One, the Hawkeye cannot judge the bounce of a particular pitch. There's some pitches like this pitch has been pretty bouncy, has been pretty true. Hawkeye will not take that into consideration. Mm-hmm. If we were playing at Eden Gardens, which tends to be very flat and keeps very low, it would have given the same trajectory.
Yeah.
If we were playing at a pitch like Perth, which bounces very high, it would have given the same trajectory. So the trajectory is what really kind of causes some concern with the accuracy of Hawkeye.
Plus the cameras, where the cameras are as well.
Do measure that before the game starts. I think the main thing, I think, is the bounce of pitches. Hawkeye cannot tell how a ball will bounce. If balls bounce differently.
Over number 42 being started, so Sammy waits and gets the delivery on about the off stump and turns it to forward square and will get a single as the West Indies captain goes to 63, and the new batsman Narayan will come into strike. So West Indies 220 for 8, we are over number 42, and a very big partnership between Sammy and Russell, eventually ending. Russell with a big stride in against Doherty, but as we look at it once again, being struck maybe on about middle stump, but the issue is the question of the projected path of the delivery, and as we look at it on the replay, just clipping the hit in between middle and leg all the way up just below the bail level, and so the umpire eventually having to accept the decision of the third umpire as that's a dismissal. 220 for 8. Narayan, the left-hander, will take strike as Mackay will now come round the wicket as he moves in, both to Narayan. Narayan is forward, driving nicely, and immediately off for the single. Sammy has to slide in at the striker's end to make good that run to take Narayan off the mark. Sammy is 63. It's 221 for 8 as Maurice Foster takes a break, and the big burly figure of Ian Bishop towering over me comes to do some analysis. Ian, how do you see it? 221 for 8, 2 wickets left. West Indies 61 required from 52.
Yeah, it's become a possibility once again from 118 for 7, but more demanding now with the loss of that Andrew Russell wicket.
7.04 required. Mackay will bowl to Sammy. Comes in, bowls to Sammy. Sammy is getting a slow short delivery and just gets into his wicket and taps it into the forward square region. And as Hilton House comes across, there'll be one to the West Indies captain. He goes to 64, and it's 222 for 8. Double Nelson for the Australians. 60 required from 51.
It comes down to how effectively Narayan and possibly Roach, if Roach gets in, can turn the strike over, can get the odd boundary. If they can do that, then all the onus doesn't have to be on Darren Sammy.
Mackay round the wicket to the left and the moves in, bows to Narayan. Narayan edging, beats the keeper and then down towards the boundary in front of us for 4. And important boundary here for the West Indies. The left-hander pushing forward and it carried to the keeper but to his left, just not able to get a glove onto it. And then down to the boundary for 4. He goes to 5. It's 226 for 8. West Indies needing a lot of that type of luck.
Anyhow,
your own luck. And that was the odd boundary that Narayan would need to try to get things going from his end, because there's no doubt with Sammy in good form and having been there for a while, I shouldn't say good form, brilliant form and good hitting power, a runner ball is not out of the question.
Lee being brought into the circle at backward square leg as Mackay comes in. Boston Narayan is playing loosely at it outside the off stump, no feet movement, and it goes into the gloves of Wade. Narayan, who's no slouch with the bat, because we saw him get 40 yards in a very tight game here for the West Indies A versus Bangladesh A, and so he certainly got the ability to bat. High scores 27 in one day internationals, so a lot resting on his shoulders, and he needs to support Sammy deep into that this particular innings. 42nd over in progress, one delivery left as Mackay rushes in from the south, goes past the umpire, now goes to Narayan. Narayan is again playing loosely, luckily for him it goes into the gloves of Wade and the over comes to an end. So 42 gone, 8 for 226, 5 to Narayan, 64 to a rampage in Sammy. That's the latest score from a very excited Boss Issue cricket ground.
Well, our board is all lit. We have been joined by a number of people all over the world. Of course, we are yet to talk to Virgil for the afternoon. Good afternoon, Virgil.
Yeah, good afternoon. Sorry about that, because I was in and out, and then I had one of my niece on the line there. Was so wonderful to see what's really going on with West Indies team right now. And I hope they really pull it off, especially for our captain's sake, because there's too many, they have a million people from the West Indies, like 99.9 want his head. So, and it will be the first time we beat Australia in such a long time. So, for his, on his behalf, I would glad if they get to pull this off. At least he'll get some of these, half of these people off his back.
The start of over number 43, Sammy, with some tremendous hitting. Now needing to bat intelligently, looking to hit that, tugs that out towards long on, who comes off the boundary. Sammy wants a second. Narayan is responding. The throw comes in. And, oh, Narayan is maybe just arriving in time. In the end, the throw misses. Backed up on the offside. Importantly for the West Indies, two runs taken. Sammy goes to 66, and it's 228 for 8. As we look at the field for Sammy, got long on, deep mid-wicket, deep square leg, and a man at short backward square within the circle. That's the onside. We'll give you the offside in a moment. As Dirty will move in once again to Sammy. As he moves from the north post to Sammy. Sammy back and cuts into the offside. Picks the inner ring. And it goes out towards the sweeper. As Michael Hussey fires the return on the bounce. So one more to Sammy. He goes to 67. 229 for 8. 63 required from 45. As Sammy waves to the pavilion for another bat. My word. This particular one has been prolific. He has smashed the letter all over Boss Issue. And counted 5 sixes and 5 fours. Well, such has been the pummeling on the surface, maybe some wear and tear beginning to emerge there. Sammy wanting a fresh blade. 229 for 8. Narayan, the left-handed strike. 3 deliveries left in over number 43. Dorothy moves in, moves to Narayan. Narayan is forward, beaten outside the off-stump state. Bowler asking of the umpire, Nero. Bale is also being whipped off by Wade, but no damage done, except for the disturbance of the stumps. Score remaining on 229 for 8. Umpire Damascena just repairing the damage at the striker's end. Goes back to square leg. The Australians also go back to their respective positions. Doherty comes in, bows to Narayan. Narayan is forward. And it goes straight to Lee as extra cover. And there's no run. 63 required for 43. Strike rate of 7.4 if you want to be accurate. The light's very much on here at Boss Issue. And so adding to the excitement, the crowd very much in place. Doherty moves in, moves to Narayan. Narayan back and plays defensively and plays it back to the bowler. A dot ball completed. So 229 for 8. 67 Sammy, 5 Narayan. More from Ian Bishop with 7 overs left is going to be Andrew Mason.
Yes, it becomes tricky in a sense now. Field is out. It's no longer batting power play, long sort of diminished, where Russell and Sammy played so well and gave them that engineering. Now with Narayan, Narayan at some point is going to have to get a runner ball and find that boundary, unless Sammy can get two boundaries early in an over somewhere or the other. So Australia with Lee, just trying to get an understanding of the overs left. Lee still has a couple of overs
up his sleeve, free, in fact, if the scoreboard is right. That is going to be crucial because another wicket here brings Roach to the crease, and that means that number 11 will have to play shot. So critical, critical momentum of the game, Andrew.
Creighton, 43 overs gone, 53 to get from 42 balls, 229 for loss of 8. When I was on last, it looked a very simple assignment for Australia, but Sammy has come to the crease and has done a wonderful job. So it's Mackay coming back into the attack as he starts his run, comes in on his way to bowl to the West Indies captain to this delivery. He's looking to rip the ball away in the onside. It's the front pad. It was full, and Sammy's angry that he wasn't able to put that away. And it comes from the front pad and goes up the pitch. There's no run. Ever since the departure of Russell, the crowd has gone quiet because I think they recognise that this is such a vital partnership. And Sammy is, I think, also as well, just pull back a little bit here. He's at 67, it's 229 for 8, 53 to get from 41 balls. And, okay, again, starts to move in on his way to bowl to Sammy, in bowls to Sammy. Sammy's forward and drives up towards long off, takes the run. So it's not been the big hit in by Sammy. It's been much more careful than his batting. He gets the run to expose Narayan, 230 for the loss of 8. 52 to get from 40 balls, Ian Bishop.
But the dismissal of Russell shows the benefit of technology. Had that been left up to the normal eye and light, you
right.
couldn't discern really whether
right.
it hit pad first or bat and pad close together. But the side view showed conclusively that it struck the pad first. So those what that what we saw today was one of the benefits of having a review system. I had totally forgotten about what
indeed.
Was left for Australia.
I think it was also good from an Australian perspective that Watson actually called for it, because it was a little bit of indecision. He said, no, I'll go for it, and he did. Here's Mackay Rom, the wicket comes in, both in the round. The run is driving up to mid-off. Sammy's keen to come through for the run, has to get back into the crease. A ball that was pitched up there was the batsman going for the big drive. Went up to mid-off. Sammy took a seven of his crease. Keen to get the strike now. Let's look at the equation. We want to keep you updated with that. 52 to get from 39 balls. And the required rate has now gone back up to 8. So it means that the situation is that the West Indies will want to bring that rate down. Here is Mackay Rom. The wicket comes in to bowl to Sunil Rani. He's in, bowls to him. And he's swinging the ball away. That's gone up towards the boundary. And it's going to skid down to the boundary at the wicket for one. We'll come back for the second. It was short. It was in there for a long time. And the fielder at square leg came across to pick it up. Narayan, who can hit the ball as we saw in the Caribbean T20, gets two. And the West Indies, with lots of batting down to the end, because Roach can bat as well. They go up to 232 for a loss of 8. Ian Bishop.
Yeah, he can bat, but there's a lot of pressure on him with Lee to come back to be able to get a boundary and to get the strike over, more importantly, to Darren Sammy. So it's a real test for him.
Here's Mackay Rom. The wicket comes up now in both to Narayan. Narayan is hitting the ball in the air. He's going to be out, I believe. The keeper comes across. Will he take the catch? He does. He's out. Well, that was a poor shot. A ball that was pitched up, looking to swing the ball away. It came off the bat and was in the air for quite a long time. And the keeper came across to where short by leg would be to pick it up. That's a naughty way to go, really. And it means that the West Indies are 232 for 9. Ian Bishop.
That was selfish cricket. Selfish cricket.
Very selfish. Very selfish.
Just let the skipper who is hitting the ball in the ball be playing
single. The single.
That is selfish. Selfish. Look at how Russell played. Well, can he hit the ball? He let Sammy have his go until when he gets into the groove. He just came to the wicket. You shouldn't be out hitting out. That's selfish cricket, man.
Oh, well, what can we say? It shouldn't be down to this guy here. It shouldn't be down to him. But Sammy has done all the hard work to bring it here, Sammy and Roach, Russell. You know, this guy just gave it away again. But don't say die yet, because this guy here is a guy. They have to redeem themselves for that mix-up in the tied match. Win or lose, I'm proud of the West Indies.
7 miles off the coast of Venezuela. SOS, Mayday.
Well, there is a conference in the mid-wicket, gentlemen. Take note.
Effect about the game.
At this point, I think the Australians will win.
You think they'll win?
But regardless of what happens, this has been a brave effort on the part of the West Indies.
Yeah. Well, Kemar Roach, the 22-year-old Barbadian, comes out. He's had 41 matches. Now Sammy's about to do battle. And here's Mackay as he comes in to bow to the best in his captain is in. And bows him. He's getting the ball outside the awesome and guides it quite nicely down towards a backward point for a single. Very keen to keep the strike there, Sammy. That completes over number 44 at the end of it. The score has gone to 233 for the loss of 9. But more importantly, 36 balls, 49 runs to get. That's the latest score at Beaujeu.
I like the attitude of the West Indies players. Normally, and you know, Andrew Macy, those 5 wickets, you can write them off. That's the end of that. But we've seen a fighting attitude, I think, based on the fact that they've leveled the series. They know they can't lose the series.
Right.
And just never give up. And if you play this kind of cricket and lose, I don't think you'll get a lot of criticism from your supporters. It's when you go out there, you do nothing, and you get bowled at 110 without any effort, then you're really going to be criticized by the fans and the supporters.
Mm.
And the way they performed here, you've lost your main batting, the top batting, for little and nothing. Pollard went, it looked like the end of that. And then Sammy and Russell gave you hope.
Yeah.
The team hope.
Mm.
And you can see the batsmen coming out as if to say, well, it's not over yet.
Yeah, you're right about that. So it's going to be Lee to come back. So the Australians are going to go back to their big man, Lee, to see if he can do it for the Australians. It's been a wonderful day in the sun. Of course, we've also had a tinge of rain as well. 233 for loss of 9. Hello to all of our friends in this wonderful country. The hell in the west, they call it, Maurice. And a country.
You know, there's some bad blood between Lee and Roach.
Yes, yes, I know. That's why they bring him back all the time.
Yeah, I even said that the match referee might end up finding Roach because it's a non-contact sport. They bump into each other. At least Roach bump into him twice. Within 1-0.
I wonder if he was done in good jest or just to taunt him.
It's a non-contact sport.
Yeah, non-contact.
Yeah. You make contact with your opposite number. I mean, you know that's what the match referee is there for, to pick up on these little things.
Sammy. Sammy's seen the ball big.
Here's Lee. Okay. Look at to wrap it up. Comes up now. He's in. Both to Sammy. Short, and Sammy looks to swing the ball away. It goes up towards the position of extra cover. It came from the toe of the bat, actually. He was looking to pull it through the wicket. It ends up down at wide mid-off. And the long off-fielder comes across to pick it up. Sammy wasn't all that keen to go for the run, but he decided, look, I've got my good friend, Mr. Roach, whom I was involved in a mix-up when the West City
gave
it in a tie. This is not the first time this happened to Kemar Roach, you know, up in your backyard there in Jamaica. The finals 2 years ago, the 50-over competition. Barbados had one to get 13 overs, and he was involved in the run-up with Tino Metz. So I suppose that Mr. Roach has got to learn how to run. 234 for loss of 9, 48 to get from 34 balls.
This is an interesting confrontation.
You reckon it is? I expect a boxer from Lee. He mops the brawl. With his body thrown forward, he starts his run, comes in, full of energy, on his way to bowl to Roach, and Roach is getting him on the leg side. The keeper doesn't take it. There's an appeal for what? Well, it was on the leg side. I suppose he might have been appealing, thought the batsman had edged it, but the keeper didn't take it.
Come off the pad.
Could have come off the pad there. In fact, the umpire signaled that. So 234 for the loss of 9, 48 to get from 33 balls, and there's a silence around the ground now. I think they're hoping that the West Indies can do well and maybe go on to win. They're wishing and hoping, like Dusty Springfield, your good friend. You're an old-timer, Maurice, so you know.
Yeah.
You're an oldie goldie man. Now, here is Lee. He starts to move in on his way. Goes past the umpire. He's up to the wicket. He's in and ball short. And that came along predictably. It banged into the pitch. And Roach ducks and the ball flies over his middle stump and goes by to be taken by the keeper. That was bowled with some pace. Maurice Foster.
Yeah, we expected that. After the run in between himself and Lee, it was almost predictable that he was getting a slipping and a shot big one. Just to let him know that I have not forgotten.
No, they're no friends at all, I can imagine. Maybe you should take them out for dinner somewhere in Rondebay this evening.
234 for 9, 48 to get from 32 balls. That gap is beginning to get wider again, Maurice. Here's Lee comes up in Bosa Roach, and Roach is across to Stupton, turns it down to backward square for 1. Cook keen to come back for the second, but given his run, I don't think he should even entertain the thought, because he may be running half it on the pitch, and he decides to go back to base. So he got a single. He was playing a full-length delivery off the back, because he was, I think, telegraphed, and he was expecting a short ball, Lee, and then tell us the ball to pitch it up, and in the end, he was able to work it down to backward square for 1. So, what do we have now, Maurice? 235 for 9, 47 to get from 31 balls. And Sammy, who is at the crease, he's well entrenched, he's under 70, has gone into a shell ever since the departure of Russell. I think he's a bit timid now because he recognizes, well, there's not a lot to come. The run is already back in the pavilion. Now Lee to go back to his mark. He's going to bowl the last ball of over number 45. He's bowl spending. He's picked up 3 for 32. He turns now and sees that the batsman is ready. And here we go. Here's Lee. As he will come in to bowl to Sammy, he's about halfway. They begin to go past the umpire now. He's up to the wicket. He's in. And both pitched up. And Yorker left delivering dug away down towards the square third man area. Coming from the bottom of the mat. But importantly, Sammy keeps the strike. So, at the end of over number 45, they create a 46 to get from 30 balls. It's 236 for 9, which is the latest score at Bosa Zoo.
And the Reds are climbing. That over just 3 runs from it, from Brett Lee, who decided that he would have a little tester, Kimar Roach. I think Darren Sandy obviously would have been caught now. You're batting with the number of 10 man. What do you do? Do you go for broke and just look to hit everything for 6? Do you give him the strike when their single is on? There's so many things going through.
Well, what would you do, Maurice? I mean, you were captain Jamaica. Not with a great deal of success, I must add, but would you do now, Maurice? Because they tell me in Jamaica you were quite a defensive captain, though, Maurice. I know you're
We only had strength for Barbados.
Indeed. So it looks like Watson to come back in the tank. He's got to make a decision here, Sammy. And you can't blame him. Well, he's got to be careful on one hand, and he may decide to go for broke. You never know. He may want to strike gold here in his wonderful country, St. Lucia, the Helen of the West. Of course, it was settled by the Europeans, who set up a plantation economy in the 18th century. The island was at the center of the colonial struggles, as you know, Maurice, between the French and the British, changing hands some 14 times, hence Spotlaw. 236 to loss of 9, as this delivery is pitched on the line, the offset from Watson, and Sammy defends up the pitch, and there is no run. Of course, there's some famous landmarks in this country. The most famous landmark is the spectacular Twin Monktons of the Pitons, you know, which is a World Heritage Site. We're going to visit that sometime, you know. And it's rising, of course,
in
the great town of Souffre. So we're going to visit the Pitons. We're going to do that for you. 236 to loss of 9. Here is Watson comes up in both to Sammy. Sammy's turning the ball away. Down to Macquarie Square. We'll get 2 runs there. The ball heads out towards the boundary. And there's a dive in the course for 4. Well, well, well. The fielder, having to come across, looks like Hussey, who was up the fastest, having to move a long way across his right from square leg down to backward square. Couldn't stop it. Was beautifully timed by Sammy, who goes to 75, and that's the welcome boundary by the West Indies, Maurice Foster.
Bad delivery.
Sammy is on the back foot, strokes him all the way up towards cover, gets the single, he wants to keep the strike here, Sammy, he wants to be the main man, and the ball goes away for 1, Sammy's up now to make him 76, now the score is up to 241 for 9, 41 to get from 27 balls. Of course, before Sammy, they never produced a test cricketer, but they produced some wonderful people. So you can imagine that they produced Arthur Lewis Economics, Derek Walcott, a poet, and Rick Wayne, who was the Miss Universe in 1970. I think he still runs a show here. The last time he was here, a very controversial chap as well, Rick Rain. So it's 241 for loss of 9. Hello to you wherever you are. Maybe somewhere in Vufroa. In the meantime, it's going to be Watson. He's in, bowls to Roach. Roach covers up. Pushes from the off-stop down to cover. Under the light state, Bojaju. And there is no run. 241 for loss of 9. 41 to get from 26 balls. I've got a question for you, Maurice. When will Sabina Park get lights?
Don't embarrass me. It's a very embarrassing situation. Jamaica.
I think it is, really.
Yeah, Jamaica at present.
You're one of the powerhouses in the region, you know, Mark.
Yeah,
and you don't have lights.
I never knew that.
We'll have to speak to Portia Simpson-Miller, who, by the way, is the Minister of Sports as well.
In fact, I've been making statements regularly about that. We can't
have to speak to her. Now, here's a delivery, which is on the line of the off stump, bowled by Watson.
The Petroleum Company of Jamaica.
All in the heat of the battle, my soul should have left long time. I heard an angry brother shout, Caribbean man, that is the root of our trouble. Oh, in these tiny letters of conflict and confusion, better known as the Isle of.
Take it away, Ivor. Well, gentlemen, we have a break in the commentary. It's 242 for 9 from 46 overs. We need 40 from 24 deliveries. 40 from 24 deliveries. And I see Fidel Edwards doing it in the dressing room, the players' dressing, not the dressing room, but they're there together, obviously waiting for the T20, which starts there on Tuesday. Dwayne Smith, Fidel Edwards. What say you, gentlemen? I don't know whether or not you guys are back, but at this point, we are level in terms of the run rate. I don't know if you noticed that oddly.
We're well in North West Indies.
I'm just keeping my fingers crossed here, man, because I really want us to pull it off. As I say, this is the first time I think I'm very happy to eat my words, you know, with pepper, salt, whatever it is, even without seasoning. You know, as long as it was, yes.
To be taken by the keeper. I think Sammy's very concerned about the fact that there are no wickets left.
Yeah.
I think he is, really.
In fact, he's changed his whole approach to batting.
Mm.
Almost as if he's decided that I can't get the run. Let me just clear out the overs. There's no really attacking intent on the part of Darren Sammy.
Right.
You mentioned Barbados Lumber Company, and I remember a feared fast man named Charlie.
Charlie Griffith.
Director there.
Red Holt, yes.
Yes, hi there, Charlie.
Hello, Charlie. A man from deep in rural Barbados in St. Lucie, the same parish as Kemar Road. Cheers. A delivery, which is pitched up and swung away up towards the position of a mid-wicket, wide-ish. And that Sammy gets the run full, and he hit it very hard indeed for one, so they protected the boundaries on the leg side. So one to him, 39 to get from 22 balls. It's 243 for loss of 9. The West Indies boundaries, I would imagine, just pull that rate down.
That's the same kind of delivery you got from a friend that
he did. Yeah, he did.
So, maybe just
go back and do shell more slightly. Yes, you're right. Lee, to continue. The Australians will feel that they've got an excellent opportunity to win this. Kemar Roach is there. Sammy's gone to 77. Now Roach is on one. And Brett Lee will continue his battles with Kemar Roach. He comes up now. He's in and bowls to Roach. And Roach is back and turns the ball neatly off the hip down to long leg for a single. He played that beautifully. Coming inside of his stumps and worked the ball away for a single to carry the score to a 244 for the loss of 9. The policemen are very much to the ready, beginning to encircle the ground. That's a common thing around the world now. There's a gentleman there. Two policemen are speaking about strategy this afternoon. Had a couple in the box this afternoon as well, just protecting us from Maurice Foster.
I saw you with one around the bat, and he asked me what time you're getting off, because he couldn't serve the warrant until you're completing your spin.
Yes, he would never want to arrest me there, would he? That would be a scandal, wouldn't it be? 244 for 9. So we're into over number 47, being bowled by Leedy. Comes up in, bowls to the West Indies captain, who's swinging the ball away, and that's gone high for 6 runs.
Oh, the frilling air, that's a biggie by Sammy. It was short and he pulled it. And all of a sudden now the crowd enraptures. It was short and pulled away by Sammy majestically for six. 250 has come up in grand style. And that's a good blow by Sammy, who goes to 83 now. Maurice Foster.
Not a bad equation. No, that six would have done for the attempt here by the West Indies. Still a tall order.
It was a poor delivery. It was short. Yeah, Sammy really helped it. No pace, no fizz, no buzz really about it. So what do we have here, Sammy? Waiting as he comes up now, leads in, bows to Sammy. Sammy's forward to a lovely delivery, a little bit of upswing. Started on the middle stump, and by the time he played, was on the off stump, and he pushed up towards cover. 250 for nine. Here's Barry Wilkinson.
I want to announce our winner today. Our winner is from Barbados. Her name is Virginia Phillips from Grisette St. Michael. She correctly said that Chris Gayle is one of two cricketers other than Kyron Pollard to score a century in ODIs at the Bozoju in St. Lucia. She actually had about 14 entries.
Oh.
And she wins US $50 free credit. Compliments the Bigger Better Network. Mm. And her name goes into the pool to win a Digicel Blackberry.
Here's Lee as he starts again, looking to win a Blackberry as well. He's up in bowls. And Sammy's forward and flicks the ball away beautifully. Up towards Midwicket, gets one. That was well, well played indeed. Midwicket had to come across and had to make a timely save. And Sammy takes the single and also keeps the strike as well. He's biding his time here. We've completed over number 47. So let's look at the equation. 18 balls, 31 runs, 251 for loss of nine.
And once again, congrats to Virginia Phillips from Grisette, Michael in Barbados, winning today's quiz. She wins US $50 compliments of Digicel and a chance to win a Digicel Blackberry. She correctly said that Chris Gayle is one of two cricketers other than Kyron Pollard to score a century in ODIs at the Bozoju Ground in St. Lucia. She had 14 entries. The other cricketer is Shizunline Shandipal. So well done. The women seem to be doing quite well in
this. Oh, that's wonderful.
Can I deliver the...
When I get to Barbados,
yes, when you get to Barbados, you can, well, if she wins the Blackberry, you can deliver it there to
fine,
her.
Fine.
No, well,
her credit will
do.
Be applied within a matter of weeks, thanks to Digicel in Barbados.
I have another assignment for you, Maurice. I want you to deliver to her the side letter of Gayle.
Right,
I wonder what are the contents of that letter.
Well, I've heard about sidebar. I've never heard about side letter. But
so,
based on some information, I'm told that part of that side letter says that to make sure that he's not discriminated against in the future.
Okay, we shall see.
Or should I say the word victimized?
Victimized, okay, fair enough. So Maurice, who's a journalist, of course, there in Jamaica, working for KLA. No doubt that will give maybe a scoop to them a little bit later on. Now, Hilfenhaus comes in, Daki's in both to Sammy. Sammy's forward, plays it up towards a mid-off. A single was an offer, but Sammy says, no, I wouldn't take any chances with Mr. Roach. I'm going to win it for the West Indies. And he decides not to take the single. It came from the bowler's hand and went behind him, and Sammy says no. So, 17 balls, 31 to get us to 51 for 9. A big over here for the West Indies would really be great. Here is Hilton House. As he comes up, he's in balls to Sammy. Sammy is swinging the ball away. Where is that ball? He's going to be caught. He is. Corner of the boundary. Down at the square leg area. So Sammy's knock comes to an end, and Australia win. It was a ball that was on the line of the leg stump, and he whipped the ball away. But this has been a tremendous effort by the West Indies captain. They win by 30 runs. Sammy coming at the time when the West Indies were really in big trouble, and he fought gallantly by the end. Always thought it was going to be too much of a difficult assignment. The West Indies all over 251, and despite the loss by the West Indies, they're still chanting, Sammy, 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 and really he's batted beautifully here, 84 to him. He really fought gallantly at the end. Congratulations to Australia.
Australia winning by 30 runs, and certainly I think Andrew Evenoff was ready right over here, and they were down to 7 wickets. There was no indication whatsoever that they would have gotten any total past 250, and it was only what we saw, the courage and the attempt of these players, the self-belief that's coming back into it in this cricket. And I think the motivation that they've won a couple of games against the Australians that have got them to 251 runs. But as you said, Andrew, a fine, fine effort. And what this has done is square the series 2-2. And on reflection, the West Indies players will say it could have been 3-2 in favor of the West Indies. Three deliveries to go. I don't think they'll ever live that one down.
Right.
One run to get. And after first delivery, you're run out and losing that match ending in a tie. But it's been a performance against the odds by the West Indies. to be level with the Australians in this ODI series. Well played, West Indies.
Yes, to the end. So, I suppose we'll do a critical analysis of it a little bit later on.
You're listening to KLA Sports FMA tonight.
Well, gentlemen, my take on that, I would, if I were Sammy, I would have taken the single. I don't care. I would have taken the single and give Roach the strike and tell sing, just get the single. Get the single. By just rotating the strike would have meant that, you put a different mindset on the bowler. Though, anyway, life is like that. Life is like
There were times when he did that, but he did look back and say what he would have done. But
I have a whole while for us.
I'm not gonna hold my head in shame. I mean, when we thought they were dead and buried very very early in the match, they came back with at least Sammy and Russell in particular, and of course it. Narayan and in the end there, Roach was, still holding his own. So to be coming from the brink, 118 for 7, and to be all out over 250, I think we don't have anything to be ashamed about.
Nothing at all to be ashamed about. And, what can we say? The batting up front, in front. Because if the batting up front had even come through, we would have been able to
right.
At least come. But anyway, beaten but not disgraced. Definitely not disgraced. But what say you, Virgil?
Huh? Well, I'm really proud of West Indies, especially like this game today. I mean, these guys really fight and come back real hard, and especially for the captain. For what everybody most of these people have been putting down the captain, because everybody picking the team, I'm picking the team without the captain for reason what, I don't know, but I'm very happy for him today, really proud of his performance today and proud of the team and overall performance. I mean, the open batter them didn't do too good, but at least these guys come behind and really show us at least if you really put your head together, if everybody really sit down and really put together, they can accomplish a lot. So I'm real proud of them today.
This innings could well go down as one of the best innings, best innings for the year, as well as the 102 by Russell.
Pollard,
that's right. The way in which a couple of those ball got out really was... Without this, just push the ball around and get the singles. So anyway, it's a defeat, but not. I think the spectators will really, really. They got their work today, especially from their hometown boy.
Something interesting is that after the seventh wicket fell, the commentator said, some people are leaving the ground because they don't want to be caught up in the traffic. But interestingly, after Sammy and Russell came together, then people start to come back in the ground.
You're looking at the shot. Ivan?
I saw a few people who left the ground, and they were carrying the Trinidadian flag. So I guess after Pollard out, they decided it's over with the show. Just kidding, gentlemen.
No, okay. Well... Gentlemen, it's on to the ODI. But, just for those who did not hear the team, let me tell them the team, although we are not streaming, it's going to be recorded. The squad for the T20, which begins on Tuesday at the same venue, with Darren Sammy, the captain, Dwayne Bravo, vice captain, Carlton Barr, then Kumar Bonner, Darren Bravo, Johnson Charles, Fidel Edwards, Gary Maturin, Sunil Narayan, Kyron Pollard, Andrew Russell, Marlon Samuels, Krishna Santuki, and Dwayne Smith. Dwayne Smith. Did we see... No. So it probably means that Johnson Charles will open the batting with Dwayne Smith. You guys are with me?
Yes, I'm here.
Mm-hmm. Darren Sammy, Captain, Dwayne Bravo, Carlton Barr, Nkrumah Bonner, Darren Bravo, Johnson Charles, Fidel Edwards, Gary Matarin, Sonny Lena Ryan, Kyron Pollard, Andre Russell, Marlon Samuels, Krishna Santuki, and Dwayne Smith. I think I hear that Samuels should be left out of the shorter version. Let him go through the T20, not the T20, for the ODIs and test matches.
I wouldn't care Samuels in it either. I wouldn't care Samuels in this.
Well,
I wouldn't care Samuels in a T20. He needs time to sort of consolidate. Like in the 51 matches, he had more time to do that. I don't think he is well suited for the T20. Although sometimes he surprises us a little bit, so you never know unless they're going to use him to open. And I don't think, as long as they brought in Charles is still playing, I don't think they're going to use Samuels to open.
And something we have to be mindful of: Barrett has always gotten good starts, and when he reaches to 40 in the 40s, he just gives it away. Seems as if is it concentration or is he running out of steam? That is something that we have to correct, because this is a situation that we need someone to carry on, just to carry on. Imagine if he had carried on, right? Not blaming him for the sober, but if you had one batsman settled, the man that got in and is looking good, you just bat and say, I can't be dismissed. You get the singles, just get the singles, but just stay there. Don't be concerned about you scoring boundaries. Like the other guys, do what you have to do. But we have come back well from 118-7 to score 251.
That's why every West Indies side need a Larry Gomes. You need a Brendan Nash. You need a Shonda Paul. You know, the type of players, right? Not necessarily, you know, Shonda Paul himself, right? No, but a shorter version. But we need somebody like that to always see. You can always depend on the person and knowing that, hey, you know, that person is going to be solid there as a rock, while the others can be blazing away from the other end. He's going to be pushing the ball around, pick up an occasional boundary and so forth. But you know that he's going to be solid as a rock here. That's what we need.
Indeed. What are we expecting from the T20s now? Barr has retained his place, and today his role was supposed to be to rotate the strike too. After the wickets fell, Bravo went and Pollard went. He should have been there to just hold his end, and Sammy was going with great guns after. But it happens, and no longer can you blame the captain, say he doesn't deserve. You can't say that Sammy does not deserve.
Especially the one-day version, because I would never pick a one-day West Indies team without Sammy. He has shown many occasions that he can use not just the long handle, but he plays intelligent cricket, knowing to clip it off the legs or whatever. And of course, with the one-day internationals, you know, with the field restriction and things. And that is why a lot of players know, you know, Gale and a lot of others, they will always continue to make a whole lot of runs in these limited competitions. Not that they don't make it in the test matches, but especially with the limitations, you know, after certain overs and stuff, you have the specialists like those guys who really know to tear the ball apart.
What do we have to say about, I think Charles was overdue a low score. He was being tied down and
he has been very consistent. Yeah, he's one of the consistent guys. So, you know, I would have nothing to say about Charles failing this time. But, you know, I mean, he's human, you know. And so it always happened. It happened sometime or the other.
Right. But what have we got to say about Darren Bravo? So, he has been out of it for this whole series so far. Can he come back in the T20s and then make his real re-entry in the test match when he starts on the 7th?
I know it's been said that, you know, people begin to compare him too early versus Brian Lara and so forth. Look, everybody has a patch, you know, in the life when they're playing the cricket. You know, there's some time that you're going to be going through some stuff that takes a little time to work out, right? And it seems right now that he's having some struggles right now, and it's taking some time. You know, we just have to have patience with them. You look at the great batsmen of the past. We have Greenidge and, you know, all of those guys. You look at, there's a time when this place in the side was shaky, because they were just there because of past performances. They know what they're capable of. And Darren has shown...
What
are
your thoughts there? I think Ivor has been back in.
As we get ready to begin the presentation ceremony, let me introduce the presentation party. Away to my left, it's led, of course, by the Honourable John Edwards, the Minister of Youth Development and Sports here in St. Lucia. Dr. the Honourable Julian R. Hunt, the President of the West Indies Cricket Board. Andrew Santa Claus, the former opening batsman of St. Lucia and today's Man of the Match adjudicator. Nicola Sutherland Port, the sponsorship executive digital group, and Ms. Geraldine Pitt, the country manager, Digital St. Lucia. I'd like to invite Darren Sammy to come forward, because Darren Sammy is the captain of the West Indies, but more to the point, he's the man of the match for today as well.
Exactly.
For his half century. Please allow me to stand as well and collecting the award from Ms. Geraldine Pitt. Darren, very well played to you. Let's go back to the top of the day. You happy with the decision made at the toss on this pitch?
Yes, you know, as a team, we decided to go first. I think it was not our best inning bowling, but at one point in time, we were looking like chasing two friends, but we pull it back. So, the wicket is a good one, the wicket. But I think throughout this series, we played very, very well. You know, this is a team that's not accustomed to winning, and to have the world number one on back against the wall, you know, it was just brilliant from the team, the way they come out and play.
As you look at your batting, except the way that you played at the end, fantastic, the way Andrew Russell played, the support of the guys coming down, is there anything the top order could have done differently to make things different?
Yeah, you know, throughout the series, we find ourselves under 100 for 5, and you know, the new order has come in and do the job. But as you could see again today, the top order didn't fit, but you know, it shows the belief in the team, like Pollard and Carlton, myself, even Lorraine and Roach. You know, we believe that we could put runs on the board. So it's about getting the top six or the top five to flip, and you know, we could have a good finish in the end.
All right, tell me a little bit about where the team has come from and what are the two most pleasing things about this team for?
For me, you know, it's just the way we play, the never see that attitude, you know, all out the way we've been experienced, the way we played in the teams, the line, you know, and everybody doing the pass, you know, as a captain, I'm very pleased, you know, the boys have supported me quite well, and it's good to see that we're getting results, you know, a little bit of success, and we just have to continue, and hopefully that crop, you know, we have a young team, we could build from there and move on to bigger things.
You mentioned it's a strong series against the world number one team. It's sort of like a big deal for you in many respects.
No, I think we should have been looking back at St. Vincent, you know, that's so good, you know. But you know, the Lord knows in his serious ways, and it was not for us to win the series, but we can look back and say we did some good things, but there's always room for improvement.
All right, Darren, looking forward to that T20 contest coming up.
So yes, before I leave, I just want to thank the crowd for coming up and supporting us in this team. You know, we're in St. Vincent, and we saw what they had, and coming here in St. Lucia and the support, you know, from asking them to come out T20 again and support the West Indies team, and
for other games. It's been good cricket and played by those teams. And again, I'm thankful for the support.
Very well played for you, sir.
Darren Sammy, the captain of the West Indies team today. Let me invite Dean Watson, the captain of Australia, to come forward now. Dean, how do you feel about the way the series has ended?
Good for us again to be able to draw the series. It's a very, very toughly fought series all the way through, so it was nice to be able to close off the game, even though Darren Sammy batted unbelievably well to get the West Indies very close.
Yeah, really tough today. When you batted, did you feel that you were short on runs, or were you satisfied with that really well?
We probably should have scored a little bit short after the, we set up innings very well, so it would have been nice to get around 300, but we definitely knew if we bowled well throughout the whole 50 overs, there was going to be enough.
All right, but you get a good start, what's the desire?
Yeah, so Brett was very impressive today. To be able to really set up the innings like that, that's the reason why he's taken, well over 300 one-day wickets. He's a high-quality, world-class bowler, and that's exactly what we needed from him today.
Obviously, you've got Michael Clark, and Ricky Ponting, no longer in the one-day set. That's still a transitional for team development in the series.
Yeah, absolutely. We are in a bit of a transition phase. Losing those two guys at the moment, so... it's been some really pleasing signs out of this series. There's still a few things that we have to work on to be able to bring our complete one-day game together, but it's a really good point.
Jack Bowling, one of those?
Pardon?
Jack Bowling, one of those?
Yes, especially that batting power play. We haven't really nailed that yet, so that's certainly something that we definitely need to work on, especially on these smaller events.
Oh, it's been very, very well pleased to be here. Thanks for the opportunity.
Cheers, thanks.
Big thank you there to the Australian captain, Shane Watson. We now like the match officials to come forward to collect their mementos of this series, and I'll ask them to come forward quickly, led by the match referee and the tie crop.
All right. Apparently they're not here, so we'll just move on.
And we'll go now to the man of the series award. And that was chosen in collaboration with both coaches, and the award goes to Kyron Pollard, who's the leading run scorer of this series. Our collects Blackberry and Sophie from the talk. Kyron, quickly, obvious development in this series. What are your feelings of the end?
Yeah, obviously I'm pretty happy with my performance, but having said that, I think we should have won the series. A couple of games went close, and I think we could have gotten over the line, but having said that, both teams played well, and the support we have gotten, I think we have won back some hearts and for people of the rest of it.
How about yourself and the way that you batted? Any thoughts of a longer version of the game, and how close you are to your desire to pinpoint the battle again?
Yeah, of course, and the Australians keep reminding me that I haven't played Test cricket yet, so, I'm just going to try to work hard on that, and hopefully one day I can play a Test match and play against those guys as well.
I'd love to be in this series and all the very best. Thank you. Big thank you there to the man of the series, Kyron Pollard. That is the end of the presentation ceremony, and thank you very much for the presentation party.
Thank you so much.
Yes. Yes. West Indies, for those of you who have not heard, the West Indies were all out for 251, trying to reach 282 for victory. It wasn't to be. It was not to be. West Indies down, defeated, but not disgraced. I know. Let's hear from you, Virgil.
Yeah, I didn't catch the last part you said. Yeah.
I said let's hear what your comment in terms
on the game?
Of the man of the match. Was Kyron? No, the man of the match was Darren Sammy.
Okay, sorry.
And the man of the series, Kyron Pollard.
It's so nice to see one that a West Indian get man of the. Even though, can't say we lose the series because we draw the series, but it's real good to see somebody from West Indies win man of the series. That means somehow we're improving slowly but surely. And I think that's exactly what we want. And then, and for Sammy today, I was glad that Sammy get man of the match for that game today.
What an innings. What an innings, Orly. This could well go down as one of the best innings of the year. What say you?
Well, I did.
That was some wicked hitting. It was some wicked hitting coming off of the meat of the bat most of the times. And what it was impressive is the way that he strikes the ball on the ground. I don't know if you saw it that way. Your thoughts?
One thing I'm happy about to hear what Pollard said. He's trying to work himself up to play Test cricket, and I'm really, really proud of Pollard, because you can see he really a diehard West Indian, and he really wants to play all the level of the game. And I'm really supporting him with that, and I hope he reaches that level that at least he can come in and start to play some Test match also too.
What do you think, Ardley, the West Indies will say?
The West Indies?
The West Indies fans will say.
Okay. No, there could never be any criticism of where this match is concerned, unless they're going to criticize the top order, the way they batted. Because had they stayed there and even contribute 5-5 or 10-10 here, we would have won the match. And rightly so, nobody else could have gotten the man of the match away from Darren Sammy today. And, he, of course, it was duly given to him. And the man of the series for Karen Pollard, I mean, he, some time ago last year, we were talking about, you know, he gave the indication that he would love to play Test cricket. And believe me, he is showing that he has the capacity. I don't know if his bowling is quite there as yet for the Test cricket, but as a cricketer, he has matured. He's a very good fielder, catches the ball well, feels well. He's not just going in and batting again, swashbuckling innings. He's staying, he's concentrating, and when he hit the balls and it's merit, and when he wants to be brutal, he's just as brutal. But I think he has improved immensely, and he has shown that he's really working up to the test status. And I think it will be just a matter of time. You know, he'll be right there. He's knocking on the door right now.
Yes, Ivor, your thoughts?
Yes, well, I'll just complete the scorecard here, Lynn. We started giving our listeners that. So we would have heard West Indies went down to Australia in this match, but not down in the series. It's a drawn series in today's match to finish the scorecard. Charles, 0. Barrett, 42. Samuel, 0. Bravo, that is Darren Bravo, 3. Senior brother, Bravo, 19. Pollard, man of the series, 33. Carlton Barr, wicketkeeper, 13. Andrew Russell, up and coming all-rounder, 41. Darren Sammy, the captain, 84. His highest ODI scores in international cricket. Came at a good time, even though in a losing cause. Narayan, 7 out with, I reserve my comment. Coach Roach was not out on 2, 7 extras, 251 all out. Bowling, Lee Brettley, the experienced Brettley, 9 overs, 42 runs, 3 wickets. Helfenus, 1 for 36. Mackay, 2 for 68. Skipper Watson, 2 for 44. And Doherty, the left arm spinner, 2 for 60. So all of the bowlers were in the wicket column. Now, in terms of the series, in terms of the whole series there, I think we really dominated the Australians. Even though it was 2-2 with one tie, we dominated it. I think it's only on one occasion, or probably two occasions the most, that they would have gotten a man of the match. In the other three matches, a West Indian would have got the man of the match, and man of the series went to us also. So I think Australia were outplayed, and there's no more turning the corner. We shall rise again. That's how I'm seeing it here. And it's a young team, and it's a team that has shown guts, the latter part especially. In the Australian innings, the top batters made the runs. For us, our lower order been making the runs. If our top order can only do what they're paid to do, I think we would be, you know, beaten all asundry. That's my simple take on that. But let's not forget, we're wrapping up late, and for those who are with us, we started late, an hour late, so we're going to be finishing an hour later than usual. But with Leon 25 minutes to go, I think we should talk about the match, the last match, a little bit, since while we were away, a match was played.
Yes, and let me just take the opportunity to just acknowledge one more donor for our drive towards establishing the not-for-profit. And we had one donor this week. He comes from Miami. His name is Buddy Cinerine, and he gave us a substantial amount, and we are so grateful for that. And I just wish to thank all of the donors so far, and next week we will go into it in its entirety, but time will not permit us to do that and wrap up the others. But we just wanted to just thank everyone, and just to thank Buddy Cinerine from Miami, Florida, and we are grateful for your contribution to our show. And just hope and pray that we will continue to get more contribution. The application for the non-profit has been sent off, submitted to the IRS, so we await the decision. In that way, we will be able to get apply for grants, and donations to us when this comes through would be tax deductible. As of now, it is not, because it's not a tax exempt yet, but although it's tax not for profit. But again, thanks to all who have contributed, and next week again I will go through the entire list. But we have to say, gentlemen, that West Indies did well. And do you have the last match, Audley, or do you want me to?
You go ahead. I would have to go on right now.
No, I don't. But would you keep us? All right. Well, West Indies, I have it with me. West Indies. Well, I probably, you know, from the time they won this match on the 23rd, it was a Friday, gentlemen, and I usually say that they seldom play well on Fridays. But here is a day that they played extremely well. Batting first, the West Indies scored 294 for 7. Let me tell you the details. Johnson Charles went for 37. Adrian Barrett, 41. Marlon Samuels went for 11. Wayne Bravo went for, that should be Darren Bravo went for 25. And Dwayne Bravo went for first ball duck. But the innings of the match was that of Karen Pollard. They call him KP. He went for 102 from semi deliveries, included 5 fours and 8 sixes. Russell, he went for 34, and his 34 came from 32 deliveries with 4 fours. But a little cameo by Darren Sammy, he was not out on 31. He got his 31 from 13 deliveries, including 3 fours and 2 sixes. So a really good strike rate from Sammy in the end to propel the West Indies up to 294. There were 13 extras. And Barr, who was at the wicket with him, did not face the delivery. So again, West Indies scoring 294 for 7 at an average of 5.88. Any thoughts there, anyone?
That's okay, I'm just listening.
No, but Leon, since we are covering all cricket, we might as well just bring the South Africa and New Zealand. They're doing battle in tests. Match at this time.
Why can't we just finish off this first and then we go into it?
We'll just finish it and leave the comment. You finish the whole of that.
Yeah, let me finish this whole thing. Lee got 2 for 72. Hilfenis, none for 43. 1 for 57 were the scores for Mackay. Watson, 2 for 55. And the Hurty, he got 2 for 64. When the Aussies batted, Shane Watson went for 28. David Warner went for 1. Forrest, he was out for 24. Bailey, he went for 25. While Michael Hussey, he was out for 26. David Hussey, he was bowled by Roach for 57, the top score for the Aussies. And Michael Wade, he went for 15. While Brett Lee went for a spanking 59 from 48 deliveries, including 5 fours and 5 sixes. So Brett Lee, 59 with 5 fours and 5 sixes. Mackay, he went for 2. And Hurtie, he was out for 1. There were 14 extras, which meant Aussies all out for 251. It seems as if it's just about the reversal, because they scored 282 in this match today, and they scored 282, and West Indies scored 294. So the 252, West Indies winning there by 42 runs. The bowling, Roach 2 for 74 from 9.3. Bravo 2 for 47. Sir Narine 1 for 21. Sammy 2 for 42. Russell 2 for 34. And Samuels, none for 17. And Pollard, 1 for 16 from 2 overs. So a victory for the West Indies, which meant that they leveled the series. Gentlemen, any thoughts before we go into the South Africa match? Any questions, any comments?
We just know that Brett Lee made a good 59, and that was what earned his promotion today in the batting order.
Good observation. And how do you rate the innings by Pollard, and how do you rate the bowling of Narine again, coming good from 10 overs to 1 for 21, although he did not. I got a lot of wickets. He was able to restrain the batting.
I'm saying, you know, that the Indians saw in him what apparently we didn't for a long time, because, that's why they picked him up for over 700,000 in the IPL. And that guy, they were talking about the way he moved the ball, you know, spin the ball from the front of his hand, and, you know, comparing him to a lot of the other greats in the past. And, he's just mesmerizing most of the batsmen. So we have something good going here.
He got a diamond in the rough.
Yes.
Any comments, Ivo, before we move on?
No, I would have exhausted that. In the essence of time, I guess we'll have to just finish the whole series next week.
Yes, indeed. You want to give us up to date with the South Africa versus
New Zealand
match?
Headed to a draw. South Africa, they batted first and made a mammoth 274 for 9 declared. New Zealand presently 121 for 1 of 47 overs. Batting Peterson, the opening batsman, he scored 156, Amla 63. Dominey, that's Virgil's guy there, he made 103. Boucher, keeper, 46. Those are the worthwhile contributors. And bowling, Martin took 2 for 95, but we had some centurions. We had Bracewell, 1 for 106. Galipsi, he came good, 6 for 113.
I'm sorry, 3.4.
Yes, New Zealand doing battle. Flynn, he got out for 45. Guptill not out on 55. Brendan McCollum, he's not out on 24. But, gentlemen, it's the fourth day, end of the fourth day, and the inning hasn't even started for New Zealand. So we can say this is going to be a team draw.
It's the end of the first session for the day.
Well, the match is in progress. Let's put it this way. So we have a day and 3 quarters to go. I really don't see South Africa giving them a 2-1.
No, well, South Africa, they're leading the series 1-0. So
yes,
it is to their advantage to the draw. They'll take a draw. So how about the regional four-day tournament? Oddly, you have the match, and you know that the Leavers have been scuttled out. Have been beaten. The Windrush have been beaten.
at the close of play, the combined campuses need 158 runs to beat Jamaica with only 2 wickets in hand. So tomorrow Jamaica should just wrap up the 2 wickets early and continue to gain the maximum points as they've been doing.
Well, is it the last 4 that go through, or is it the last 2? I think it usually is the last. It's the last 4, but
it's the last 4. It's going to be a semifinal before a final. You're going to be having the last 4.
Okay, could be. Okay, well, they're going to be played on the same day. It would appear that they're going to be played on the same day because only one date was mentioned. So they probably will be played in different venues on the same day then. So, but nevertheless, I was just trying to look for the points table. After you can virtually say Jamaica is going to finish with 72 points. They have 60 so far, and looking heading there.
72, yes, rightly so.
And then who would be next? It would be Barbados, which would be 48, or is it?
No, Trinidad.
Trinidad would be. No, Barbados got outright wins, and Barbados was ahead of. No. Guyana was ahead of Trinidad. Okay, well, Barbados, Trinidad, Barbados, and Guyana are the top teams, are they? Are they not? Am I correct in saying that?
The top 4 teams are Jamaica, Trinidad, Barbados, and Guyana.
Okay.
Those are the teams that are in the.
Well, you don't have the point standing, though. Because we can. I think I do have it somewhere, but I just cannot put my hand on it.
Just let me give this word about the Jamaica match, Jamaica combined campuses. Jamaica made 200 in the first inning. Combined campuses, 137 in their first inning. Jamaica's innings, Lambert in the second inning, where Jamaica made 257. Was 52 not out. Hyatt made 39, Tegan 44, Parkman 25, Marshall 22. And the combined campuses in their second innings, now they're 162 for 8 at stumps. So that's why we are behind 158 runs and with just 2 wickets in hand.
Okay. Well, we know for sure that the combined campuses and colleges are out.
Yes.
And the Windward Islands are out. And of course, the Leewards are out long ago. Let's put it this way. But some news coming out of the Leeward Islands that I heard, and I was reliably informed that Sylvester Joseph, that ex West Indies test player, he played in the test or he played in the ODI? Because he was on the one day, the T20, the ODI side, which won in 2004. He has come out of retirement and he played for the West Indies in the one-off test or ODI match against England. So, or T20, I keep messing up. It was a T20 against England, which they won in Stamford.
No, Joseph played one day for West Indies.
Pardon me?
You talking about Sylvester Joseph?
Yes.
No, he played one day for West Indies. He came
in. That's what I say. I said he played one day, but I'm not too sure if he had gotten a test now. And he played. Remember, he was on that squad which we won in 2004. I said that.
Oh, I thought you were saying he played 2020.
Well, he played 2020 in the Stamford for the West Indies against England. Don't you?
Oh, that one-off big money match.
That one-off big money match. Yes, he did. He got his million and he went to sleep. He went to church. He went to the ministry. That's what I understood. He went to his Pentecost. And he took his money and went into the ministry. But he has now decided to come out of retirement, seeing that the West Indies are... Not the West Indies, seeing the Leewards are doing so badly.
He's pretty late for that. They don't have any matches now. So when are you going to come out and play again? Next year? The end of the year?
Next year. How old is he now? Is he 32 or 31, roundabout age? Because he was not...
Still a young man.
Okay. All right, so Well, prior to today, Jamaica were 60 points, so they get 12, that makes them 72. You can almost say that. Guyana have finished all their matches and they were 39. Barbados were 36. So Barbados were ahead of Trinidad. And they won 12, so that makes them 40. They ended in second place. Then Trinidad were 34. And they get 12. So they are 46. And then the Windwards got no points. Combined campuses and colleges are 8. Were 16, they got no points, and the Leewards were far from getting any points. So that is how the situation stands. So the top four would be Jamaica, Barbados, Trinidad and Tobago, and Guyana are the four top teams. Any other important news that we can bring to the general public? Although we're coming down to the end.
No, I just hope that you would write to Sylvester Joseph and just tell him to go and stick with the ministry, because at 33 years old, I don't think he's going to do any better than these 19, 20-year-old guys for Leeward Islands. He would have played test matches for the West Indies, high score 45, average 14.70. 13 ODIs, high score 58, that's a 150. And an average of 16.10. So I am not too sure that he's going to come out and do anything apart from his leadership skills. At least I knew he had that.
Whatever.
Yes.
I can't see him doing any worse than what the guy's been doing, being all out. It's like almost an automatic. They're going to be all out for less than 100 on the first day.
I'll take that kind of score from the young guys who can improve. I'm not gonna invest in nobody I gotta put in a pressure cooker.
I don't think so. I cannot write the guy off at 33.
He's not looking at
test place now. I'm sure he's not. But he can bring some leadership to the Leewards.
Rightly so. But the Leewards are struggling badly. It's just that maybe after looking at the end of the season, you know, I said, well, I have something still be able to contribute to the Leeward Islands, and I think that they need a steady head like himself. So
they need administration. That's the problem in the Leeward Islands. You cannot not be organizing matches, your tournaments, and just get up and play against these other countries and tell me you're going to excel. It's not going to happen.
But that doesn't have any bearing in terms of the players like the Powells, the player like the Joseph, the Thomas. These guys are supposed to make more than they are making.
Yeah, but those guys are playing cricket for West Indies and A teams and the high performance centre and stuff, and not doing anything. Joseph cannot sit down home and stay in his ministry and come out and do anything better than this guy.
Joseph will have to make Antigua's side. He can't just come back and walk into Antigua's side. He'll have to show that he deserves a selection.
He tends to do that. But Antigua is hardly playing any cricket. They're not organizing any cricket. That's what I'm saying.
I don't agree with you, though. They're playing domestic cricket. They may not have... Right now, Kent was down in Antigua recently. Did you know Kent was down? As a matter of fact, I heard that Akeem Cornwall, the big, heavy, giant sumo wrestler guy that we wrote off, he was easy map to go to England, possibly being... in the second team for Kent. And I believe when they finish with him, the physio and the works and work with him, they can develop this guy into a good player. But from reports coming out of the islands, and this was, I understand that Wavell Hines praised the young man tremendously. So I don't know. I cannot write him off because of his size. Nor can I write off Joseph. Joseph has got to prove his worth to be selected. I don't think he can just come and walk back into the West Indies side, and it's far worse for him to walk.
Not West Indies. I mean, the Leeward side. The Leeward side.
even walk into the website without even performing.
We have a little 5 minutes here, so let's just give West Indies a little bit of celebration here, gentlemen. We now have a little bit to draw the spoiled heroics of Mr. Sammy and the West Indies. We get a couple of bars of this, and we get a rally around the West Indies for a couple of bars, and we're going to pull up here.
Before we go that,
go ahead.
Let's give Virgil a little chance because we only have 4 minutes left, and then you can play that music slowly.
Yeah, leave it in the background. Go ahead.
Yes. Virgil.
Yes.
Yeah, your final thoughts. You just have 4 minutes.
Yeah, well, as I said, I was really proud of the West Indies team and the whole of this series, and especially with Sammy. And I know you have one radio station that we sometimes listen to, and from day one, never have nothing good to say about Sammy. You're always talking about, like, Marlon Samuel should come in the team. Now, Marlon Samuel is not doing that good, but he's not saying nothing negative. But it's always on Sammy back. So I would like to hear what he has to say tomorrow, because it's always something negative about the captain. Pick a team and didn't even have the captain inside of that team. So I'm really proud of Sammy, and I hope tomorrow when he go on his station, he will find some sense in his head to talk about our West Indies team and a team of a whole, and not just to pick on one person that is leading our team in the right direction. And thanks to West Indies for giving us a little bit more hope in the game of cricket right now.
Awesome. Audley, why don't you go and tell us your final thoughts?
I think the West Indies has turned the corner. They are no longer, they are actually in the street now, running down towards the wire with the rest of the teams. And that's what I have to say. But hey, make the week a very productive one, and take care. Be good to your brothers and your sisters. God bless you. Have a good week. See you next
God
week.
God bless you too, Audley. And just final, before we turn over to Ivor, I want to thank everybody for their contribution again, especially Buddy Sinarine, who gave this week. And all those who gave before, we thank all of you. And we are just so elated because of the performance of Sammy. We call him here right from the onset. We thought that he would be the best person to be the captain. And indeed, he has not left us down to this point. Although many, like Virgil said, were writing him off, both locally and worldwide. But he is blessed in my view. And I'm sure, Ivor, you would want to have your say, and then we will close off with some music.
Yes, and we must apologize for those who did not get their birthday wishes in this week, but on behalf of the Block Talk Radio, we're going to say those who would have celebrated a birthday last week and today, happy birthday to all of you. Gentlemen, it was a good series, the first leg of the tournament against Australia. I cannot add or subtract from anything Virgil would have said. Well said, young man. I'm rallying behind Sammy. I called it from day one. I think that he's good for West Indies cricket. And he came in his speech today and said, the guys are playing with a never-say-die attitude. That's what we needed. The crowds are back, gentlemen. We are playing cricket in the West Indies. And I am, for one, not saying cricket must be played in a particular country where the crowds are not going to be coming out to watch cricket. So I hope that all of the other countries, the Barbados and the Trinidad, who are going to be holding matches against Australia, I hope they fill the stadiums as the Windward Islands would have done. Once again, rally round the West Indies, rally round the West Indies. Two bars of that.
Yeah. Rally round the West Indies.
gentlemen, there we have it. Another week. We are happy to bring the show to you live whenever we can.
Go ahead, Ivan. We have 15 seconds.
Yes, okay. Whenever we can. So until next week, same time, back to our normal 3 o'clock, we would see you. Make it a good week, gentlemen.
Good night.
Night.
We want to thank everyone who's joined us. Please join Leon.